Splendor, Guido Weasel, and Ass Clown just barely sleazing. Frigus, we can rebuild it. We have the Order Zogbox. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic Ass Clown. Alex Linder will be that bionic Ass Clown. Dumber than it was before. Anal. Vulgar. Ass Clown. Greetings, Zogling, Wigger, and Manzer Ass Clowns across the fruited and nutted Zog Plain, in the open air, coast-to-coast nut house that we call Zog Babylon, the third and the final. And also to the pitiful few, remnant, the found sheep of the house of Israel, ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye who did hear the call. This is episode 90.5 of the Movement Turd. And the name of it is Gut Sick Kiken Weasels with Jew Ass Cancer. Now the chat was on the 6th of October 2011. And the reason I decided to go ahead and choose that title was that Wednesday night on Dan Johns, the serial polygamist, Jew Mamzer Dan Johns, reported son, Legal Man 2012, who I call Legal Mamzer, who looks like a freak, pretty well, at the very tail end of it, he went ahead and admitted to another character who was, pretty well called himself after, I think, someone in one of Harold Covington's novels, Dragoslav Mirik. And pretty well, Dragoslav, Legal Manager said, unfortunately, this girl I really like, she's skinny, German, has the same disease as me. She just got diagnosed. I don't think she's into me. And this Dragoslav asked, so what disease do you have? And then as guest number four, I said, well, are you diseased in some way? And Legal Man said, Crohn's disease. Basically a severe allergy to wheat, corn, dairy, and processed foods. And then guest four, me, said Alex Linder got Crohn's. And someone said, well, who's Alex Linder? So guest number four said, so are you really Dan John's kid? And then, at 8:50:17 on the night of the 5th, Legal Man, or Legal Manzer 2012, says, I know Commander has it, but his never got severe because he took care of it while it was in mild form. And by that he means Commander McBragg, also known as Son of the Mist, also known as Steve Elder. And essentially, Steve Elder, or whatever the hell's name is, got Crohn's disease. Now, going on with it here, I said the VNNF was a form for retards. And then later on, Legal Man figured out that he ought to be careful about what he says. But by then, it was too late. I went ahead and figured out is that here is Commander McFag, whatever, going around and essentially understanding that it was a Jew, because Crohn's disease is a Jew disease. And dual seedline Christian identity holds that Jews are the spawn of Satan. And since they're the spawn of Satan, a Jew male especially goes ahead and breaks down after three or four generations because its satanic ichor goes ahead and makes its body and mind screwed up. So every so often, these ester kikuses, some rather pretty kikes, kike females like Leslie Stahl or whatever, have to go out. They're made beautiful so that they can go ahead and get Aryan input and essentially stabilize their DNA. And McFag sort of understands that after a fashion. He knows better than go ahead and give his real name. He knows better than go ahead and show its snout. It was sort of stupid to go ahead and say it was a proud Pict, because a Pict is essentially a form of Jew. It's a Tubal-Cainite, Jew Mamzer that probably didn't undergo the flood, but was rather infested, the Adamites or in the white people, the Cro-Magnons, at an early age. Essentially, McFag knows better than to show its name or show its snout or show its real, you know, I mean, essentially it knows it's a Jew. And when it sees another little diseased Jew boy, Dan John's Jew boy, and he knows that Dan John's is a Jew, it goes ahead and helps its fellow Jew, which is far more than Wiggers do. Far more than Wiggers do. But essentially, Commandor McFag had clones. Well, so does Alex Linder. And what you have, so you have all these critters in the bowel movement and in Christian identity who essentially are Jews, who know they're Jews, and understand that their fellow Jews will end up having Crohn's. So, essentially they have a Jew disease. And it is a Jew disease. Even if you're supposedly white-looking or something like that, it just means that a Jew is in your woodpile. It's a Jew disease. Alex Linder has all hallmarks of a Jew, including behavior. Some people say he looks like a Jew. I don't know about that. I'd say he looked like a rather Aryanized Jew, because I did go ahead and meet Alex Linder. But he has all the characteristics and the behavior of Jews. He hates Christianity, and he especially hates Christian identity. And it's not just because Christian identity is all at odds with Anglo Mestizo Mamzer Paymaster Trader Glenn Miller. It is a literal, visceral hatred of Christianity, and especially Christian identity. Alex Linder is a Jew. Commander McBragg is a Jew. And as a Jew, it wants to go ahead. It tried to go ahead and censor one of the new people that Terrell Covington needs real good, who said that Brian Real wasn't white. So essentially, McFag has, in its own satanic way, pretty well to where it helps his fellow little Jewlets who are suffering from these degenerative diseases. And folks, McFag understood that it's a Jew. That's why it hides itself. It understood that it had Jew ass cancer. It had Crohn's. And essentially, it goes ahead and tries to go ahead and save from having it. Brian Wright, who was plaguing myself and especially Pastor John Britton, had Crohn's. And it looks like a Khazar. There was a picture, there was a statue of it to where it looked like a Hittite prince. With the little banana ski, banana nose here, upturned banana nose, instead of the other size nose. But yeah, it had a little Khazar nose. So a Richard Nixon nose. A Bob Hope nose, so to speak. And yes, it's a Jew. And it had a Jew disease. So Crohn's is a Jew disease, and pretty well they admit it. So if you have a critter which has, Crohn's, I mean, sure, might as well say it has Tay-Sachs. But don't want to go ahead and admit it has Tay-Sachs because it has all these wiggers going ahead and protecting it, including Obagender Bender. Obagender Bender used to go ahead and tell Alex Linder they ought to go ahead and rub its asshole with coconut oil or whatever. And that was Obagender Bender's help. So I think Obagender Bender, probably among other Mamzer things, is more than a few Jews in its woodpile too. So what you have is you have these Jews, which have gone ahead and gone in. Not just Eli James, but Bill Fink, of course. Now, Eli James, I think, is more of a Sephardic Jew. But you have these Jews coming into the bowel movement and hiding, and at the same time screaming and hollering about name the Jew, name the Jew, name the Jew, name the Jew. Well, the Jew they ought to name is themselves. In fact, it's just Jews being Jews. So, as I pointed out, is that the characteristics of male Jew drones is that since of the bloodline of Satan, every so often the Ostrakikuses must gain Aryan input every 3 to 4 degenerations. They've got to go ahead and stable as best they can so it looks sort of human, it looks Aryan, their bloodline. And nigger genes won't pass it because, hey, he wants to live off a nigger. I mean, how would a Jew live off the nigger taxpayer? Sometimes, since Jews are the ultimate Mamzers, which they contain the bloodline of everything, including that of Satan, even the blondest blue-eyed Jew has 5 to 15% nigger marker genes. But what they prefer to do is live off and corrupt the bloodline of Yahweh's servant nation. And that's what McFag does here. McFag is a Jew. He's not exactly a pure-blooded Jew, but it's a Jew, and it's an evil critter. It knows enough to go ahead and hide itself. And so, I have every intention and have gone ahead and proceeded. I'm going ahead a week later. Well, 6 days later. And having this, you know, having going ahead and making the initial comments is that I have indeed dogged Commander McFagg about the fact that it has a Jew F cancer. And McFagg essentially is the Jew that gets names here. He doesn't really have anything to say. He has Crohn's disease. He can go ahead and deny it and lie it, but folks, more than likely you can go ahead and go to the TalkShoe transcripts and go ahead and find it. Folks, McFagg, or, you know, Commander McFagg is a Jew. So, if you're someone like Harold Covington, maybe you ought to go ahead and ease out that Jew. Get rid of that Jew. Even if that Jew will go ahead and call you a Jew because you kicked the Jew out. You need to go ahead and get rid of these Jews. You need to go ahead and get rid of these Mamzers who pretend to be, you know, well, Judeans, but they are not. But rather the spawn of Satan. But folks, why do we have a Jew incursion? Why do we have a Jew and Mamzer incursion within the Baal movement, within, really, our race ever since 7,000 years ago when Cain was born of the wicked one, of the evil one, like Jesus Christ says? And the reason we have is because of Uyghurs. Uyghurs allow Jews to go ahead and worm their way in and destroy them. In fact, it was because the Israelites would not go ahead and exterminate the Canaanites like they were told to, that Yahweh went ahead and told the Israelites, okay, since you're not going to do what I said, you're not going to go ahead and keep your agreement, and part of your agreement was I gave you the land of Canaan, and you were to exterminate every single Canaanite. And the result will be that they will be a thorn in your side, a snare, a trap. They will do their best to go ahead and give their daughters to your sons and your son, your daughters to their sons, and they will go ahead and pollute your bloodline and turn you into the spawn of Satan like they are. They will go ahead and infect your blood. And in addition, what these Jews will do is that they will go ahead and take the non-white, the racial alien, and put them up very, very high above you, and you will be brought very, very low, and you will just be nothing but slaves until they go ahead and manage to kill you off. And that's exactly where we are headed, toward the Great Tribulation. That's why there needs to be a Great Tribulation to kill off the remaining Uyghurs and kill off the Jews and the Mamzers. So, folks, like I keep on saying, what we have is not even a Jew problem, although it is a horrendous problem. The reason we had the Jew problem is that our ancestors refused to go ahead and exterminate the Jews like they were told to, the Canaanites. And you will have Uyghurs going ahead, whining like Uyghur pussies about it. But then again, when it comes time to go ahead and eat the slop, the rancid stew, that's results, they go ahead and they try to go ahead and make some other Uyghur do it. What strikes me, though, is Commander McFagg seen Dan John's son, Legal Mamzer, 2012, of Crohn's. I mean, Legal Mamzer, from my gears, looks pretty well screwed up, and he is screwed up. You know, probably Esther Kikas didn't go ahead and find some Aryan input. Or more likely, what happens is they were low-level Jews, low-level Jew drones. Now, essentially, that fetid, satanic I-Corps has gone ahead and eaten them out. But, folks, Commander McFagg, when little Legal Mamzer had been diagnosed with Crohn's, he didn't go ahead and say, oh, you're a dirty Jew. No, he went ahead and quietly helped his little Jew buddy, because that little Jew buddy was him 20 years ago or so. And Legal Mamzer, McFagg, he's a Jew. Here is legal man's are trying to go ahead and find another Kykus here who has Crohn's. It's more common among the males. And I guess she's not into it. She's looking for an Aryan to go ahead and get input from so that her offspring, her Jew offspring, will be, well, won't have the Crohn's. It's sort of like, you know, going ahead and Jews marrying each other here is sort of concentrating the Crohn's disease, just like Jews marrying each other is concentrating the Tay-Sachs. So, what to do, folks? What to do? And, folks, if you're going ahead and listening to this, and you are allowing yourself to associate with a Jew like Commandor McFag, you know, you're Mac Hog Wheelos, and you can't expect anything from a Wheelos Manzer, Anglo Mestizos. You can't expect anything other from Manzers. Can't expect much from Wiggers. So, folks, there is no solution to this. The only solution is the Great Tribulation, which will go ahead and exterminate all the Wiggers. And what few that remain will no longer be Wiggers, but they'll be white. You'll exterminate all the Muds and the Jews and the rest. And thus, when Jesus Christ returns, there will be nobody to go ahead and go against Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ's people, and Jesus Christ's servant nation. What few there are left. And what I call for is not an open political movement, but I call for you to go ahead and get underground and wait until such time as you can rise up and without mercy, without favor, destroy the spawn of Satan and any Wigger who goes ahead and goes along with it. Because, folks, what we have is a Wigger problem. You see, once the Jew has been pretty well outed and the Jew has understood for the spawn of Satan he is, once the nigger and the beaner and the Mexican and the gook are understood to be just the dirty beasts of the field and the mamzer abominations that they are, like Brian Reel, and folks, well, McFag went ahead and tried to bring in this mamzer abomination Brian Reel, cover up for him. Once these creatures are known for what they are, well, how can you go ahead and deal with them? The answer is you can't go ahead and deal with them until the Wiggers are essentially dead of their own stupidity. When they're just lying out in the fields, like in Jeremiah chapter, 16? When they die grievous deaths, when they die as a result of their evil and their stupidity and refusal to go ahead and obey. Their willing, you know, their willful blindness, their evil, until essentially the dogs are feasting from them. And folks, you were told, as the found sheep of the house of Israel, to do not cry or mourn. Do not dare to go ahead and judge Yahweh by going ahead and whining about, oh, how it's bad that they got exactly what they deserved, that they got exactly what they ended up having come to them. Because by doing so, and Yahweh went ahead and told Aaron, do not go ahead and mourn your two sons who went ahead and screwed up and brought strange fire in front of me and tried to commit a fraud. You, if you go ahead and disobey Yahweh, Yahweh will go ahead and make sure that you and yours are dead. No, folks, what you need to do is you need to understand that, hey, there's just yourself and those who feel like you, and the rest are just simply the misbegotten and the alienated from Yahweh. And let whatever happens to them happen. Don't whine about it, don't piss about it, don't moan about it, just do it. So anyway, I'll go ahead and go on with the chat, and we'll go ahead and go on with the rest of the program. But essentially, these people are known. These people are outed. Mansers, you know, Jews like, you know, Sephardic Jews like Eli James, Ashkenazi Jews like William Fink, and folks, these people who go ahead and go to and fro, who essentially allow, you know, open Mansers like Brian Reel and the rest. What the thing is that they're not innocent of this. They're just simply being Jews and Mansers, pretty well trying to go ahead and invade, like an invading army of Canaanites, the actual, well, house of Israel, They're trying to go ahead and take what you got and destroy you. And the only use they have for you is to go ahead and muddy and debase and alter and miscegenate away your genes. And the answer is, do not show them any kindness, do not show them any respect. When the time comes, do not show them any mercy, nor any Uyghur traitor, any Uyghur race traitor who goes ahead and lets them in. Folks, the reason these people do evil is because they are evil. They were born evil, just like McFag was, born a Jew. And just as it developed Crohn's, so too does it have a Genesis 3:15 hatred against you. So folks, I'm going to go ahead and we'll go ahead and go along with the rest of the show. So hopefully you'll enjoy it. Hail victory. Yes, I admit we got a Uyghur problem. Uyghurs always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, the way you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a Uyghur problem. Till the drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro. And they're always eating crop. I wake up and right away. If the Uyghur come to mind. The way they run to and fro. The Uyghurs you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a Uyghur problem. Uyghurs always on my mind. The way they run to and fro. The Uyghurs you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a Uyghur problem. Till the drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro. And they're always eating crop. Uyghurs keep remembering how good God used to be. Being taught long ago our freedom's memory. Yes, I admit we got a Uyghur problem. Uyghurs always on my mind. The way they run to and fro. Took the Uyghurs you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a Uyghur problem. Till the drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro. And they're always eating crop. The way they run to and fro. And they're always eating crop.
Greetings, ogling Uyghur and Manzer ass clowns across the fruited and nutted Zog Plain in the open air coast to coast nut house that we call Zog Babylon, the third and the final. And also to the found sheep of the house of Israel, greetings. You chosen seed of Israel's race, you who did hear Christ's call. Now, tonight on the Movement 3rd, tonight is the night of the 6th. They've been bitching and pissing and moaning about Steve Jobs croaking off yesterday and all about Apple. And John Britton does not like Bill Gates. He likes Steve Jobs a whole lot better. But, folks, as far as I was concerned, Steve Jobs was nothing more than a guy who sold gadgets, because Apple, I've never owned any Apple stuff here. I've gone ahead and used it, you know, a few times here, way back in the days of the early 90s when the Macintosh original was there at schools, you know, for a student newspaper,
And folks, I was not really impressed with the Apple. You know, pretty well I learned in 1991 with a 386 SX20 Gold Star computer, which had a big old 40 megabyte and 2 megabytes of RAM. And a month later, Windows 3.1 came out. And pretty well I learned how to go ahead and use the computer was on DOS. And so, folks, I've never been impressed with Apple. I've noticed that it usually costs a minimum, and I've had this argument with Pastor John Britton, and right now he has an Apple, but he has not been able to use it for about a year or two, because he said that they only has one virus, and he caught it. In any case, folks, I just heard a little click click or something like that, so I'm wondering if I'm okay here. Anyway, well, he was a Syrian. I don't know if he was a Syrian Jew. He certainly had a nose like it. But back in, out in the Middle East, too, you got to understand these Canaanites, where they converted, you know, to Judaism underneath the Maccabees, or, am I pressing the wrong thing here? I keep on hearing this click here. Anyway, I don't know if he's a kike or not. He certainly in many ways acted like one. There's an arrogant little critter here. From what I gather, he had a Syrian or a Lebanese, you know, camel humper or something like that, screw his wigger mama, and she gave him up for adoption to this white couple, the Jobs, who didn't have too much money, who lived the Southern California lower middle class lifestyle, but he was a clever little critter, and he managed to go ahead and get himself for free. At the college, from what I gather, he managed to talk his way into there, but he never finished it. He's sort of like old Bill Gates in that regard. And he found a very talented Polack hacker named Steve Wozniak. And pretty well, he was very good at selling gadgets. That's what he was very good at. And folks, to me, that's no big deal here. I don't know. I've gone ahead and gone around and around and around and around with my friend, Pastor John Britton, and he had a very midline Apple computer that he bought 5, 6, 7 years ago for about $1,500, back when he was sort of rolling in the money. He went ahead and got an Apple computer, and he paid $1,500 for it. And I point out to him is that I can buy three $500 Toshibas, you know, three $500 Toshibas, top of the line. Now this other Toshiba number two, essentially I bought it in August of 2009, and it came with a 26-inch flat screen TV, and depending on who you ask, I end up either going ahead and, okay, audio's gone. Alrighty. I'm not sure if the audio, okay. I guess some people can go ahead and hear it. It's just I've heard click clicks from the, from the cell phone. Okay? Alrighty. Well, getting on with it, in many cases with TalksTo, the good thing is about the chat here. But, Getting on with it, and I'm sort of careful about how I hold the thing here. I have been able to buy three $500 computers, and what I got is the first one was $500, Toshiba number one, but it really wasn't on sale. The computer I had to buy when I got out of jail. I had to go ahead and buy it, and I bought the best mix, and I got Toshiba. The second Toshiba, essentially, it came together. You know, with a 26-inch flat-screen Toshiba, which still works, I now have a Toshiba number 2. It had Vista Service Pack number 2, and it pretty well had everything. It has a silver metallic frame on the inside here with the keyboards, to where if the worst comes to worst, I can get a magic marker. And see, that's why I don't want to go ahead you know, that's why I want to go ahead and, get a light screen, get a light keyboard, because you can go ahead and take a magic marker and just write on the keys, whereas if you end up having a black one, there's not very many white magic markers and don't want to go ahead and mess with paint. So I pretty well wore the keys off of Toshiba number one, and I need to go ahead and replace it. But even though I like Toshiba number one better, because it has, Vista Service Pack 1. It doesn't have all this other happy horse shit. So, in any case, I bought, what was all that stuff here? I end up saving anywhere from a minimum of $150 by buying it with a flat screen TV to as much as $300, somewhere in between the two. And the flat screen TV works just fine. The Toshiba number two works just fine. I mean, I got both of them together for around $660. Okay? And then all the tax ended up coming to a little bit less than $700. So as I look at it, the computer came to about $425. And now I got also with the tax and everything, it was $288, and then with the tax, it ended up costing $310. So I got a $310 compact with Windows 7. I do not like the Windows 7 as much as I like the Vista. And folks, from what I've seen, I don't think I would like Vista as much as I like Windows XP. Okay? But, like I've pointed out, you can go ahead and buy five $300 computers for the $1,500 Apple. If you go ahead and buy them when they are on sale, generally they will last longer than the Apple. Now, the Apple will go ahead and be a time and a half or a lot easier to use, a lot more fun to use. But folks, I prefer to go ahead and have all these Windows computers. And, pretty well I've used this Toshiba number one for 3 years now. Okay? So, in any case, let's see. Okay, well, you end up hanging around, the movement turd, you're going to go ahead and learn a whole bunch of stuff. Okay? Now, what this show is going to be about, the main chat, is that yesterday I was hanging around Dan Johns's, and I was trolling him. I was trolling him every so often. What I usually do, now, on nights when you have Newskike, you end up having, Finkelshiny, and you have Eli James, is that usually I prefer to go ahead and troll Eli James. So what I do is I usually go ahead and load up the compact number 2 and get a nice low number and don't use it at all to troll. I can't type on the Chiclet keys very well. And that's what I don't like about the compact. I really do not like the compact that much, even though it has a video cam. I'll never figure out how to use it. I don't know if I really want to figure out how to use it. But it's a video cam, and I go ahead and use the video cam. I don't use the video cam, but in any case, I go ahead and use it since it has very few programs. I've not loaded all the browsing programs. I haven't loaded a whole bunch of stuff onto it like I have the Toshiba number one. And what I do is that it, as long as I keep it running, is a very stable thing. I go ahead and save the chat. And usually, the one I'm going to troll is, I have four computers. I have a gateway number of an old gateway made in 2004, a desktop that I bought for $70. And it's fairly stable too. In some cases, I'll go ahead and go between the computer room and the rest of it. Now, the last couple of days, my hip has been acting up, so I'm using a crutch. And tonight, the Toshiba number one just got, I guess it got hot, and it just shut off. And then when I tried to shut back on, it shut off again. So what I did is I dug out the little cooling mat and waited about 5 minutes, worked on Toshiba number two, and then the show quit. The secret talks to Pat Batcave quit. So I went ahead and got the thing out, put it underneath there, and then my friend who was in jail called. So I had to go ahead and talk to him. And then his brother called. So, folks, this has been pretty well a comedy of errors, and I was getting paranoid as heck for a while that Zog is screwing me up. And maybe Zog is screwing me up. Maybe Zog is listening really closely with guest number two. Okay? But on the other hand, the paranoia shouldn't just be for Zog. It should be on the other side. I have somehow found out, pretty well, old Steve Elder's alleged first name, but I don't have the last name just yet. But you had Legal Manzer, 2012, who was rumored to be Dan John's son. He went ahead and he was talking to this guy who went ahead and logged on. He went ahead and logged on and pretty well said, I'm suffering from a disease here. And what was the what disease was he suffering? Crohn's disease. And then Legal Manzer 2012 went on to say that he essentially McFag or McBragg also suffered from Crohn's disease and gave him pointers on how to how to take care of his Crohn's disease. Now, folks, what do Alex Linder, Command Dork McFag, Steve Elder, whatever the hell his real name is, and Legal Manzer 2012 Johns have in common? And I'm not sure Legal Manzer is Dan Johns' kid. But what do they have in common? And the answer is that they have, well, they're just gut-sick Kaiken weasels with Jew ass cancer, a.k.a. Crohn's disease. If you go ahead and look at the thing for Crohn's disease, essentially, I'm not sure if it's an ancient malady or if it's just a new one, because it was pretty well figured out in the 1930s, right around when you start having processed foods and all that. And what it is that it is, they believe, an immune deficiency disease. To where, Wikipedia, to where, well, hey, if you end up having it, you're susceptible to it, why, you are going to go ahead and have, essentially, your own guts sort of act up. Now, supposedly Herod the Great was a real piece of shit, and maybe he suffered from a form of Crohn's disease that got out of hand way back in, 2 B.C. or so. He went ahead and perhaps he suffered from, Christ was supposedly born in 4004 B.C. And Joseph and Mary had to head off to Egypt. Just like way back in Egypt, they used to go ahead and try to kill. They tried to go ahead and kill, just sort of like a Terminator movie. Folks, the Terminator movies is based upon history. You had Jannes and Jambres, and they're mentioned in the Bible. They knew that Moses was no good as far as Egyptians are concerned, and they did not like Moses. Didn't like Moses one bit. They were probably the court Jews. They were the magicians, is what we'll say. They were the wise men. They were the Chaldeans, equivalent to the Chaldeans. And Jannes and Jambres did not like Moses. They urged the Pharaoh at the time to put, he was a child who they were trying to go ahead and kill, who had gone ahead and escaped the net by being drawn out of the water by the Pharaoh's daughter. And they urged that Moses be put to be put to death, because they recognized him. And you even hear mention of him in the Ten Commandments, a.k.a. with Cecil B. DeKike and, with the rest of the stuff here. But, Yul Brynner's little magicians here were Jannes, Jambres. Well, same thing with another kike, Herod the Great, an Edomite kike, an Idumean kike, set up by Julius Caesar, then set up by Mark Antony and then set up by Augustus. And what happens, old Herod was a conniver. He kept on choosing the wrong side. Now, the right side was Julius Caesar, but Julius Caesar got scragged. So, in 44 B.C. So he went ahead and went with Mark Antony. And what Herod did is he just went ahead and stole a bunch of money and would go ahead and bribe Mark Antony. And he ended up going ahead and bribing Octavian, who became, Augustus Caesar. And like Augustus Caesar said, it was a whole lot safer and better to be Herod's pig than it was Herod's son, because Herod was an evil bastard. Well, folks, the idea of going ahead and killing the real Christians by Jews who were telling the people in power at the time to go ahead and do it has been around for a while. Well, any case, here they come, and from what I gather, old Steve the Elder is helping old Legal Mamzer with his Crohn's disease, trying to go ahead and help him, but still Legal Mamzer has it. And you have, how did I get to Herod? Well, Herod may have had early Crohn's disease. But folks, you didn't really have processed food until, just recently. You didn't have processed food until recently. I'll go ahead and look at the modern marvels here. Cheese. Well, folks, it wasn't until, 1922 or so that this guy named Kraft, who was a cheese salesman, came upon the idea of creating what they call Velveeta. So then they decided that they would call it, since they had a Food and Drug Administration since 1906, what would they call it? Well, they would call it processed cheese. Essentially, it's supposed to be, it's made from cheese, but it's processed. Well, folks, you have more and more processed food, and Legal Mamzer was pretty well telling this other guy, this Slavic guy here, who I think had logged on using one of Harold Covington's novels, had gone ahead and logged on. And folks, Legal Mamzer was going ahead talking to him, and he was not paying attention to guest number 2 or 4 or whatever number I was on the compact number 1. You see, I've been trolling Dan Johns pretty well fast and furious, but toward the end, my compact number 1 got overwhelmed, so I stopped trolling. But I was going ahead typing Rabbi Eliar and going ahead and coming up with stuff. And you see, you've got to understand is that all these Jews, all these Mamzers, like Brian Reel and the rest here, what they do is they do not give their name. Obagenderbender. You have all these people wondering, who is Obagenderbender? Who is this character? And they don't know who this character is. Don't know who this character, don't know him from Sikkim. Well, Steve Elder first had a fit here when I went ahead and found out that he was Commandor McFag and the rest here. But no, that's not my name here. Well, folks, Steve Elder, I'm getting closer and getting closer and getting closer. But what we found out is I found out a reason. I found out a reason why you are hiding this stuff here. You have a disease, Crohn's disease, which strikes smokers, but also it strikes Ashkenazi Jews. Now, Alex Flinder has Crohn's disease, and there's a lot of people who say he's a Jew. I mean, Pastor John Britton thinks he's a Jew. Jet and John thinks he's a Jew. Pretty well about everybody in the movement thinks he's a Jew. And, folks, I'm going to go ahead and ignore my eyes, and go ahead and look at his behavior. I think Alex Flinder is a Jew. He is what I call Jew ass cancer. So I've called him a gut-sick Guido weasel with Jew ass cancer for a long time. I'd be like, it's not really Jew-ass cancer. And the answer is it could go ahead and become cancerous, but essentially, if a Jew is hiding its snout, nowadays you can go ahead and see it bleeding out its ass. And from what I gather, one of the symptoms of Crohn's disease is these eruptions here, but in many cases, what happens is that blood is mixed in with their shit. So the turds end up looking blood red. Well, what they're doing is they're bleeding out the ass into their shit. What happens is that their colon, their intestine is pretty well acting up. Well, folks, in many cases, That's what they're getting, is they're getting what I'm going to call Jew ass cancer. And I got to laugh at old McFag giving all these imprecatory prayers. And folks, now that I know McFag has Jew ass cancer, I've been pretty well telling the Nimbusters that, and pretty well telling everybody that, and the Movement Turret, of course, is going to go ahead and talk about it. But folks, if Legal Manzer 2012 is Dan John's son, if he's Dan, you know, okay, you FB guys ain't shit here. Guess number 10. I'm going to go ahead and look at the chat here. I'm going to go ahead and look at the chat. I'm just looking at it right now. If you're on the internet, BrianRio.com, best big way they stays up, you dumb dumb. Sword that censors the internet all day. Even for Barney can't change the censoring ways. Sword member, Pastor Lynch says after you. Sword member, if he shoots your ass or through. Sword member, them Nimbusters after you. Sword member, if they try to eat you, you're through. Then will you not see the really crazy clowns? When will they learn they kept little Manzer faggots down? Sword Manzer censors the internet all day. Even Nimbus can't change faggot ways. Sword Manzer, Pastor Lynn says after you, the Sword Manzer Show! If he sues your ass, you're through. Doo-doo-doo. Sword Manzer, Pastor Lynn says after you. Sword Manzer, if he sues your ass, you're through. Sword Manzer, them Nimbusters after you. Sword Manzer, if they challenge your ass, you're through. Doo-doo-doo. Well, I'm not going to block all guests. We only have one of them here. You know what I mean? Oh, one of them. Okay, don't pull Steve out. You know, don't pull McFag on, you know, the guest here. You know what I mean? Okay. Not yet, dear. Okay, folks, I'm going to go ahead. I'm not going to block you, guest number two. The only reason you would get blocked is if you go ahead and spam the show here. That means do not hit the key again, 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 and screw up the recording thing here. Spamming will get you blocked. You know, other than that, here you can call me Pope Marty Chomo till the cows come home, and essentially I'll just think you're an ass clown, okay? No, I don't block my trolls here. Now, when I have a whole bunch of them here, occasionally it'd be fun potting a tard or two. But, you know, just going ahead and picking off a tard. Back when Jeremy Visser used to go ahead and talk quite a bit to John Britton, and John Britton didn't like the bastard. I said, I thought you wanted to go ahead and denut old pisser possum. He said, well, I still do, but I'm hoping if I'm nice to him, he'll go ahead and lead me to Brian Wright's home address here. I'm sure he knows what it is. So, Pisser Possum's been laying low, but getting on with it, about this Jew-ass cancer or Crohn's disease. Both, I went ahead and looked, is that, from what I gather, Dan Johns has said that Legal Man, or as I call him, Legal Manzer, is his son. Well, folks, you had Bradley Jenkins and August Christ, according to Eli James, wanting to beat the dog shit out of Eli James, or not dog shit out of Eli James, but yeah, Eli James now too. They wanted to go ahead and beat the crap out of Dan Johns because they thought he was a New Jersey Jew. Now, I've heard that Dan Johns, I used to think he was just a red nigger from Georgia like Visser, but folks, no, he's claimed to be from Jew Jersey. I've heard it out of his own mouth. So here he is, another Jersey City Jew boy, playing Christian Identity. And folks, we have a lot of this stuff here. Now, I've gone ahead, and, you know, over the years, I've had people call me a Zogbot and a Fed and the rest here, and I've told them that if they don't trust me, not to tell me a damn thing that they don't want repeated. Or don't tell me a damn thing that you wouldn't go ahead and tell Uncle Zog yourself here, that you wouldn't go ahead and call up Kazar Louis Freeman of the FBI. And, folks, if they feel that way, it doesn't bother me. You see, folks, I have always had the position is that the underground church needs to remain underground. And you had Sci-Fi Favor trying to go ahead and get me to tell him who all these people are. And every so often I'll get a phone call, well, do you know of a church in so-and-so state? And I say, no. First of all, I don't know of a church in so-and-so state. Second of all, if I did know a church in so-and-so state, I couldn't tell you because I don't have permission from whoever would be running a, you know, an underground dual seed line Christian Day church in whatever state to go ahead and tell you. Because if I don't know you and they don't know you, and even if I did know you and they don't know you, they're not going to thank me if I did go ahead and know. So usually what I do is I don't go ahead and ask questions on what I don't need to know. This movement turd show is pretty well heard by everybody. It's heard by, you know, well, for example, they were having a comment over on Pisser's Pussy Parlor as to whether or not William B., the real William B., is Johnny B. And essentially, Oba Gender Bender, the smartest little lot, said, no, it's not, because he don't sound like he's drunk. Well, folks, William B. sort of thinks that the Oba Gender Bender is somebody else here, and I said it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter, because, folks, these people will go ahead and reveal themselves as to who they are. It doesn't matter who you may think they are, because in many cases, you're going to be wrong. You're going to be quite wrong. But what they are is like Oba Gender Bender. Oba Gender Bender is a Judas Manzer. Brian Rio, a Judas Manzer. Eli James, a Judas Jew. Finkelschini, another Judas Jew. I have gone ahead and learned quite a bit, you know, on Voice of Retards about these people who pretend to be for freedom, and essentially they're not. I thought of going ahead and telling Carolyn Yeager about Finkelschini, about what a piece of shit Finkelschini was. And I may go ahead and tell her what a piece of shit Finkelschini was. Will I be altogether mad if old Carolyn Yeager doesn't denounce Finkelschini or decide to just simply slip loose of, you know, Finkelschini? The answer is no. Folks, you're not going to go ahead and survive as part of a overall political solution and join a great militia group or Christian identity group or anything else here. How you're going to survive is one Christian Israelite or one Christian Israelite family at a time. In most cases, if Zog goes ahead and finds out who you are and decides to go ahead and hammer on you, there really isn't anybody you can go ahead and rely on. The purpose of this show is not to go ahead and say that there's any solution, any political solution, any political program. The purpose of this show is to tell you the threefold program here. Number one, get it right with Yahweh. Number two, take care of your family. Number three, you don't even need to let the local sheriff or the local, your local county or your local town know who you are. You need to know who you are among and the character of your regime criminals, and most of they're all pretty well evil. But folks, I don't urge people. I've heard rumors that there's some tard who is causing trouble, who is an Asian provocateur, who sounds just like Bradley Glover did back in 1995. And this is where these two Missouri Highway Patrolmen came in. Now, most of your Asian provocateurs, like Finkelschini, Eli James, you know, Mumps Nuts to Clueless, Yes, they are snitching. Yes, they're probably getting a little bit of money. Because you got to ask yourself, where does Eli James get the money to go from Chicago to, you know, to Louisiana, 800-some miles? Where does he get the money? Where does Truett get the money as an ex-con? Where does he get the money to do this shit? Answer? He's getting from Zog. Where does Alex Winder get his money to run what is essentially just nothing more than a tard corral, about which at least a third of them are Jews? He gets it from the petty cash drawer of the Department of Zog Land and Security. Trader Glenn Miller, paymaster. So yes, there's a lot of Zog snitching here. Folks, the size of the government has doubled since September 11th, since a decade ago. It has essentially doubled. And there's not the money to go ahead and pay for that government. See, you have essentially 1.7, you know, you end up having $1.7 trillion. Only 42 cents of every, only 42 cents of every dollar spent is pay, is brought in by the revenue. Now, Uncle Zog gets a lot of revenue. But what you have is you have what? 58% being paid for by borrowing. You have a $1.7 trillion deficit. Bush had it, what, $400 billion? Well, guess what? Obongo has it, what, $1.7, $1.8 trillion? It's going to get higher. And you wonder why, or why has the debt ceiling, why has the debt been downgraded? You have Greece about to go ahead and fall apart? Folks, things are very, very, very bad here, but you're not going to go ahead and survive with an above-ground militia. There is no point. Oh, by the way, ESPN dropped old Hank Williams Jr. song because he compared the nigger to Hitler. I find that insulting. The nigger is not Hitler. The nigger is not even Joseph Stalin. The nigger is more like Obongo, Kunta Kinte, Nigero, the 666 here. I mean, the character is just a nigger. Me run my Jews. Obongo is not Hitler. I find that insulting to Hitler. You know what I mean? I'd have fired his ass. I'm glad ESPN fired old Hank Williams Jr.'s ass for comparing that stupid nigger, you know, to Hitler. I find it insulting to Hitler. I find it insulting to Joseph Stalin. Joseph Stalin was a Jew. Anyway, where was I here? Any case here. I wish you could become an Asian provocateur. The answer is no, you don't. No, you don't, Mass 1488. You don't want to play the great game. I mean, you're a 17-year-old kid. You do not want to swim with sharks or piranhas. Or Jews. You want to go ahead and leave them characters alone. But folks, what I got to like here is that yesterday, by going ahead and simply sort of laying low while I was waiting for the computer to, you know, to go ahead and, sit and wait here, I went ahead, Dan Johns, he got off, McFadden got off. An old legal manzer, 2012, went ahead and said not only did he have Crohn's, but McFag, Steve Elder, whatever the hell his real name is, and I'm getting closer to him. I haven't got there yet here, but I'm getting closer to him. And I think before the month is up, I'm going to go ahead and find that worthless bastard's real name. You know what I mean? Pretty well, I'm sort of, I haven't sent the word out here, but if anybody's listening to On the Movement Turd, and McFag being such an asshole, if you want to go ahead and drop the dime, drop the shekel on old McFag, no problem. Just go ahead and make up a Hotmail account, or make up a 10-minute account here, and go ahead and tell me McFag's real name, and go ahead and tell me where he lives. And folks, maybe I'll go ahead and do a little bit of part for old McFag going postal here. But here's McFag. He can hide his snout, but from what I gather, he can't hide the fact that he's bleeding out the ass.
they got giraffe cancer. Now I think that's hilarious here. I think it's hilarious that old McFadden got giraffe cancer. And I went ahead and put it on Nimbuster, and somebody has gotten news on Nimbusters, Fraggy Wigger. They had a little story here about a transsexual with hormone-enhanced tits here going ahead and, you know, working on another faggot's, poop shoot or something like that here. So, you know, who knows where that came from. It wasn't altogether obscene, but the implications were more obscene than not here. But, folks, I think if I go ahead and spread out on the movement turn pretty well and offer to at PastorLinstead@gmail.com, pretty well drop the shekel on old McFag here. I mean, folks, we know he has a squaw. We know that the squaw works for the Washington State government. I may or may not have the critter's first name. And pretty well, what I'm doing is I'm going to go ahead and to do is by Thanksgiving, I want to go ahead and have McFag's real name and the rest here. But here's old Legal Manzer. Legal Manzer knows, you know, Dan Johns knows his real name, and probably his real name is Steve, because old Dan Johns will say, "Hey, Steve." It's sort of like when I went ahead and found Brian Real's name, and then all these people were saying, well, old Finkelstein had already gone ahead and mentioned old Brian Real on the show where you ended up fighting with him, and we thought he'd gone ahead and picked it up. And I went ahead and admitted on News Kike's show that essentially it was Finkelstein who really went ahead. There was no talk show people who went ahead and dropped the shekel here. But once I went ahead and found out Brian Real's name, nobody went ahead and denied it here. And old Brian Real, he's just like McFadden. He was talking big and bad how tough he was. But once there was an actual name and an actual address, essentially he went ahead and was trying to go ahead and take the stuff down. Now he's been hiding for the last month or so. I think he's given up the fact is that, hey, it's all over the internet. You can't go ahead and bring it back down. Someone was telling me 3-4 weeks ago is that Brian Real would file a libel lawsuit. Well, folks, I've gone ahead and pointed out that according to DMCA, that Crisis Host and SoftLayer cannot be sued for whatever I say on my forum. So, folks, I believe that within maximum a month, I believe that probably by Halloween, on the anniversary of Eli or James revealing he was essentially to me that he was a Jew protecting a Manzer, I believe that soon, very soon, I'm going to go ahead and get Steve Elders, and I think his first name is Steve, or at least that's the one he used, and I do know a number of people who do know his real name here. And once I go ahead and dig and dig and dig, I'm going to go ahead and, it's sort of like with old Buck here. When I went ahead and found out his real name, I said, "Tell me about Brian Real," and you could tell poor old Buck, his little jaw just dropped here in about 15, 20 seconds, long pause. "So how did you know?" I said, "Never you mind how I found out." And so he went ahead and admitted, and then what? The next Wednesday, here's Brian Real, Martin 41, and Buck going ahead and essentially getting confirmation that that Buck wasn't the one who dropped the nickel on him. Well, I'd go ahead and told there was a talk to you spy, but and GL mostly was going ahead and doing a witch hunt. They were all doing a witch hunt. That's why they all called here. But folks, those Finkelsteinies going ahead and running his mouth, and I found it on Facebook. So sooner or later, I'm going to go ahead and find old Steve Elder's little name. But, folks, I already know that Dan Johns is a kid. I mean, folks, Bradley Jenkins and August Christ, who essentially are not the two most honest people in the world, figured out that Dan Johns was a Jew. They wanted to beat his ass. And then another Jew, Eli James, went ahead and kept him from beating his ass until essentially the dumbasses at the time could say, "Well, we invite these two characters to speak here. Don't be his ass. This is not a freaking, Volksfront thing here, like happened a couple of years ago where they invited this guy to speak
And then these evil tards went ahead and beat him up in front of his wife and his child. So, folks, you've had this shit happen before. You've had this shit happen before. And in any case, no. But Dan Johns, for my Gary's not just a red nigger mamzer, he's a Jew mamzer. And what happens, this Jew, what do these Jews share? Well, hey, they all know they're a Jew here. Old legal mamzer in the chat will figure out, is Linstead's going after, you know, spying on Dan Johns' family? And the answer is, well, shoot, I spy on everybody. Spy on Spermfront, spy on 405C, I spied on Harold Covington until I made peace with him. Since I made peace with him, I understand that, you know, there's no point in me spying on Harold Covington, because Harold Covington is going to go ahead and say to me the same thing he goes ahead and says on the FBI. I mean, if I want to spy on Harold Covington, I can be like Wiggerswill, listen to his radio-free Northwest here, but he's not going to tell me a damn thing that he isn't telling everybody else who's going ahead, you know, the other 4,000 or 5,000, you know, per day, however many per day, who go ahead and listen to his radio-free Northwest. Covington isn't going to tell me a dang thing here. Now, folks, when I go ahead and listen to his radio-free Northwest, I, in many cases, have heard him, you know, have read him write it a dozen years ago. So, essentially, back in March of 2009, when I made peace with Harold Covington, I pretty well give up on spying on Harold Covington. You know, pretty well he's going ahead and abandoned his Yahoo groups here. Well, he figured out they're so 1990s. So, essentially, I go ahead and go to his page, and, well, I'm not going to go ahead and find out anything great or new about Harold Covington. Now, I could, but, you know, I don't altogether agree with Harold Covington. I tell him that up front here. But on the other hand, I'm sort of the Christian identity people. I'm pretty well neutral, you know, positive toward him. And the reason I'm neutral positive is, like I said before, is that he doesn't do anything that is contrary to my 10,000 Warlords program. He's not going to go ahead and be all pissy here if some of the Christian identity people follow Yahweh first rather than him. I mean, he had this little thing here that was a little bit irking to me, to where you gotta choose me before, you know, me before Christian identity. Well, no, you know, no, Harold. That's not gonna freaking happen. I mean, essentially, if you're gonna follow Harold Covington and Nazism before Christian identity, well, you're really a Nazi. You're not really Christian identity. You know what I mean? And if you're going to go ahead and do that, well, that's fine here. But understand what you're doing here. Folks, I urge people to get in their own heads what they need to do. That's what they need to do first, okay? That's what they need to do first. Need to understand where their loyalties lie. You understand where your loyalties lie. And folks, your first loyalty should be, well, if you're Christian today, your first loyalty should be to Yahweh. But I'm just simply saying, number two, your second loyalty should be to your family here that is worth a shit. A lot of my family is not worth a shit, so I don't have too much loyalty to them. They sure as hell do not have loyalty to me. If they had loyalty to me, I'd have loyalty to them. But no, I don't want them to be hurt, but essentially, in many cases, my sister and my brother are just thieving, treasonous wiggers. That's all they are. You can't trust them. So I don't want anything really to happen to them. But on the other hand, why, you know, I mean, don't go out of your way. Essentially, all I really have to look at is myself, Roxy, and my little poopy dog. You know what I mean? That's all I have to look after. Okay? This show is not about building me an organization which can be infiltrated. There's nothing to infiltrate. You either listen to this and this is just entertainment, or you don't. If you think I'm a Jew or a Zogbot or something like that, well, hey, I don't give a crap here. What's it to me? Not worried about it one damn bit. I go ahead and pray for my grandchildren every night, and I pray for my four surviving stalwarts who stood by me. And I pray for a few of you. Okay? You know, whose name I might or might not know here. But folks, I don't go ahead and build a big old organization. And so, what gets me is that there's these Jews and they look after each other. Old Commandor McFag knew that old Dan Johnson's son, possible son, Legal Manzer, 2012, had Crohn's disease. He recognized it was a Jew's disease. And these Jews, in fact, look after each other far better than Uyghurs look after each other. So here he was trying to tell Legal Manzer how to go ahead and keep, control of his Crohn's. Alex Linder? I believe him having Crohn's, it doesn't matter what he looks like. It matters what he acts like and matters what he is. And essentially, even if a Jew hides the big old hooked marker cane snout, even if he goes ahead and hides his real name and identity, that bleeding out the ass from the Crohn's disease will tell on you. Your bleeding bunghole will tell on you. I may go ahead and make that a parody song. Anyway, folks, I'll go ahead and check the chat, but I need to go ahead and help Roxy out. So I'm going to go ahead and take a 15-minute break. It looks like the chat is working okay tonight, finally, after a rocky hour's delay. So I'm going to go ahead and come back with the next installment of the Movement Turd. Hail Victory. Liar Bill DeClueless, you mumps nutted, niglet niece molesting sack of shit, with an 85 IQ on a good day, 250 pounds of dog shit in a 150 pound sack, who begged and begged and begged for me to ordain it, and then went ahead after 3 days, went sucking back to Clunt Downey and a little meerkat. You've been talking shit about me on 405 Thieves here. What the hell does a sorry sack of shit like you have to say for yourself?
Yeah, that's pretty much how I am. When I'm messed up, I'm like, I made a mistake because I'm weak, but I don't want to do that anymore. Please help me to not do this anymore.
Why don't you go ahead and sing your little theme song here while you're at it? Hornier than Kunta Kinte at a Victoria's Secret shoot. That night I strolled in my Mud Shark Sisters project flat looking for love. It had been a while. In fact, 365 had come and went since on Clan of Manzer spying for Zog on Ron Edwards. I had picked up this shit skin that was sweating gallons to a pair of Daisy Duke cutoffs and one of them frill loom tank tops. Well, that night, I lost myself to nigger, blubber lips, paper bag shit skin, and flat gook eyes. Name was Brian. The coon tang is so much better when the nigglet is crying. Yes, the coon tang is so much wetter when the nigglet is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill, which an equal grinds me against its will. Yes, the coon tang is so much better than the nigglet is crying. Well, faster than you can say Sally Hemings, my nigglet nieces come up to me and start feeding my balls like hard-boiled eggs in a tube sock. Said her name was Shaniqua, and I said, well, that's a coincidence, darling, because I was just thinking about humping you like Massa Tom. Well, she smiled, had about as much teeth as a jack-o'-lantern, and I went on to tell her how I would wear tang like a mask as I do my little cookie dance, and then she told me to shush. I guess she could sense my desperation, because it's hard to hide a hard-on when you're dressed like a beach ball. Dang is so much better when the nigglet is crying. Yes, the coon tang is so much wetter when the nigglet is crying.
Well, I find it's quite a thrill when Letitia drives me against its will. Yes, the Koontang is so much better when the Niglet is crying. So Letitia's going on about how she's going to make all my fantasies come true. So I says, even this one where I have where Bill Fink is Jack Hammer, Eli or Jason, Doo-Doo Hole with Ron Dart, and Vicky Barrett gives birth to something resembling a Siskin Dugong with a wet manjana and a 3-inch lady stick, both two nickel bags, 20 minutes and $30 later, I'm slapping my mom's stuffs in Koontang. Koontang, if you know what I mean. Got the nailer back at Sister Sharon. Huh, they rhyme. I have to admit, it was even more of a turn-on when I found out she was munching down on baby formula. Yes, the Koontang is so much better when the Niglet is crying. Yes, the Koontang is so much wetter when the Niglet is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill when Leroy grinds me against its will. Yes, the Koontang is so much better when the Niglet is crying. There was a past when I went to a special agent in charges. There I was browsing through the latest issue of SPLC Informants, and when I saw Shaniqua staring at me from the back of the milk carton, well, my heart just dropped. So I decided to do what any good Zogbot would. You cannot imagine how difficult it is to hold a half gallon of moo juice and need the one-eyed gopher when your mustache expands while driving back to the project. I never thought the missing niggas could be so sexy. Did I say that out loud? Koontang is so much better when the nigglet is crying. Yes, the Koontang is so much wetter when the nigglet is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill when Kimya grinds me against its will. Yes, the Koontang is so much better when the nigglet is crying.
All right.
In any case, folks, I'm going ahead and ask, I'm pretty well going ahead, anybody who listens to the Movement Turd, send an email to PastorLinston@gmail.com, and essentially, I remember, it's been a while ago here, Burger King had this sort of thing for Find Herbert. And Herbert was a sort of dweeb who acted like a chicken. He had something wrong with his get along or something like that here. You know, where's Herbert? It went over with a thud because nobody knew where it is here. Well, folks, I'm going to have a BK, like Harold Covington says, a big kike watch here for where's McFag? Where's Gorilla Spawn? Manzer in the Mist here. Jew Manzer in the Mist. Where's McFag? And you can go ahead and send to PastorLinston@gmail.com your McFag sighting. You know what I mean? go ahead and give me information about the squaw wives here. Where McFag goes ahead and lives. You can go ahead. I already found out last night is that you got Jew ass cancer, a.k.a. Crohn's disease. And folks, why McFag will go ahead and be my Northwest, Judas Jew Manzer. How's that here? And folks, I got a cure for, I have the Swedish peasant. I've gone ahead and said that I have the Swedish peasant cure for Crohn's disease. You see these Jews, why, they're not actual Israelites. In reality, they're not really made to go ahead and, not eat pork or anything like that here. I mean, in reality, they're part nigger, at least through the Willie Martin heresy. Now, folks, I don't all again agree with Willie Martin, but he was not a rebellion against Clifton M. Iser. And I was going ahead and looking, and I'm trying to go ahead on the thread on the Compare thread sermons, and I pretty well moved it up, and I was looking at the Beast of the Field, and pretty well it reads exactly like the AIT course does, as I remember. The Compare, pretty well 95% of the AIT course is Bertrand Compare. So folks, if I go ahead and get it in order, some sort of order, essentially, I'll have my own homemade from Compare AIT course. Get them all together, upgrade a little bit, because I have some disagreement with Compare about the Book of Daniel. Okay? But as far as this Beast of the Field, where they were 6-day Beast of the Field without any souls, they were not, you don't really hate the Beast of the Field as long as they're where they belong, like niggers in Africa and red niggers in, well, they belong on reservations in the United States, if you don't even let them live, but where was I here? They belong in South America or wherever the hell they belong at. Don't belong in a white country. And chinks belong in chink land. And, folks, I believe that, I agree with Compare, is that Yahweh went ahead and made them. And I've already gone ahead and released, pretty well where I talked with Russ Walker about that. And the big fight between Finkelschini and Eli James was that Emma Heiser doesn't want to go ahead and say that Yahweh made niggers on the sixth day. Well, the question of it is, even if you believe what Wesley Swift says, is that some of these East African niggers were brought on, on spaceships from the planet Dogon, where Satan was the governor along with the Earth at the time. And then he was pretty well stripped of a lot of his powers and forced to sit on the earth, except when Yahweh calls him, like in the book of Job. Occasionally, Yahweh goes ahead, you read in the book of Job, to where here's Yahweh in his heavens, and essentially, he's going ahead and calling up all the angels, including the fallen ones, and he's pretty well asking for Satan for a bill of particulars about what you've been doing, Satan. And essentially, Yahweh knows what Satan's been doing. This is just, chit-chat to see, Satan's going to go ahead and lie. And essentially, Satan says, I've been just going to and fro. You evil piece of shit. You've been going to and fro to cause trouble. That's what you do, because you're the devil. And he says, well, have you seen my servant Job? You know, it goes on and on and on. Now, Mark, you know, or Mark Clowney, you know, the pastor of Clint Downey, doesn't like going ahead because, according to him, the only devil there is Pete Peters. Now, Pete Peters is dead, but he doesn't believe, you know, he doesn't want to go ahead and believe that there is an actual devil. But there isn't indeed an actual devil. But what I'm getting at is that Willie Martin did agree with Bertrand Comporé. But Willie Martin has own little particular heresy, and what it was that Satan went ahead, and there were niggers there, and, you know, Satan went ahead and disguised himself as a nigger, and old Eve fell in love with his black snake here, and pretty well that's how Satan went ahead and gave birth to Cain, and that's why all Jews, including the blonde, blue-eyed Jews like Leslie Stahl, have 5 to 15% nigger marker genes. Now, I tell niggers and Jews that, and they both get pissed off about that here. I guess Jews don't want to go ahead and admit that they're part nigger, and niggers don't want to admit that they're any part Jew. So like that Hale Covington little dry ice Washington parody. Well, it's a hell of a deal being a nigger here, but Amy Winehouse, she wanted to pretend to be a nigger because it's a whole lot better than being a Jew. Maybe I'll do a dry ice Washington, you know, do a dry ice Washington show since Covington's giving it up. But, where was I? But I guess that, you know, I don't know if there's any niggers who can go ahead and speak in a prairie twang, though. A southern prairie twang. I have people from down here who, you know, go ahead and listen to some of the natives say, well, you weren't born here. I said, no, I wasn't here. But in any case, folks, what is going to go ahead? What can either kill or cure these Jew boys with Crohn's disease? And, folks, I have the Swedish peasant diet here. Now, what you ought to do is, if you have Crohn's here, you need to decide whether or not you're going to go ahead and get killed or cured by it. And what I would recommend is, as a Jew boy, see, because you're a Jew, you've got this, you know, Crohn's disease is caused by processed food and all this sort of thing. What you need to do, this is a Swedish peasant diet, you know, in order to go ahead and cure or kill, you know, it'll cure you, Jew boy, or it'll kill you. Steve Elder, legal man in 2012, I always wondered. What you need to do is you need to go out and get you some Hormel or whatever, you know, some just nasty old bacon here. Nasty old, mainly fat bacon, a pound or so of it, and you need to go ahead and fry up that pound of bacon. And then, you know, don't use vegetable oil. You go ahead and you fry up, you know, a bunch of eggs too here in it. But, you know, not so much worry about the eggs here. Go ahead and fry a little bit of the ham, you know, a little slice of ham in it here. But you go ahead and use what's left there after you've gone ahead and fried, you know, fried all the stuff here, you're ready to fry. You need to go ahead and get you some whole wheat flour. You know, and I'm talking whole wheat, you know, not rye. You know, not Jew rye here, you know, because Jews do like eating rye here. And, you know, I don't know where you can find barley, but you need to go ahead and get you some, you know, whole wheat flour here. You know, preferably grinded here, whole wheat. And with that grease here left over from frying all that bacon, what you need to do is you need to go ahead and make you some biscuits. You know what I mean? Don't need to go ahead. Just go ahead and put some baking powder or something that will go ahead and soft rise here. You need to go ahead and, you know, smother it with, you know, plenty of bacon fat here and some ham and some eggs. And you need to go ahead and eat that whole wheat. And you need to go ahead and eat a pound at least of bacon, a couple slices of ham, and that whole wheat here. Just gulp that down in one setting here. Now, Jew boy, that will either cure you or kill you on that Crohn's disease here. That's the Swedish peasants. That's the Swedish peasant diet here for, you know, if you're a Jew and you have, you know, you have Crohn's disease. It'll either kill you or kill you. Now, chances are it'll kill you. But, hey, I mean, shoot. At least you'll have gone ahead and denied, you know, being a Jew here by eating all that freaking bacon here. I mean, shoot. if you want to have as close a chance to go into area heaven here, you need to go ahead and croak off here. You need to go ahead and croak off. You know, just pretty well deny your father Satan here. You know, I mean, he may not even go ahead and allow you in hell here if you go ahead and show up, you know, as a result of a big old Crohn's disease attack here from all that freaking bacon and ham, you know, and whole wheat bread, you know, and, you know, lard that you go ahead and eat. I mean, that's the same, you know, it's sort of like when white people go ahead and deny Jesus Christ and deny God here. What you're doing is you're blaspheming your father, Satan, here by going ahead and eating a big old slug of bacon. You know what I mean? That's what you need to do if you got, if you're a Jew boy, you got Crohn's disease here. Even if you get killed here, this is close to heaven. You know, close, you know, to become a good Jew and a good dead Jew. I mean, shoot, just go to your father Satan here and just pretty well say, you know, pretty well tell your day Satan here is that I'm no longer pretending to be a Jew. I'm a self-hating Jew. And what happens is that here I am, I croaked off from Crohn's disease with a big old slug of bacon on my breath here. That's what you need to do, okay? Yeah, that's what you need to do, alright? Now, just take it from me, I mean, the Swedish, oh yeah, Leslie Swallow is a Jew here, okay? So, I said during race mixing, so, well, yes, they can't be other tribes of Israel here. So, folks, I mean, I think Steve Elder, I think, you know, McFag, I think Dan Johns, Eli James, Rabbi Finkelschini, I mean, at least once he goes ahead, he's no longer on parole. I think he needs to go back to being a Jersey City Jew boy. I mean, I think they need to stop going ahead. Visser, I mean, shoot, you're a red nigger. You need to go ahead and become a Baptist or a Lutheran. Go back to becoming a Baptist or Lutheran here, and you can go ahead and eat all the bacon you want here. Now, see, if I go ahead and eat bacon, that's sinful for me because I'm an Israelite and I'm not supposed to eat bacon. You know what I mean? Now, occasionally I go ahead and do it, but, you know, I mean, my inner Swede just goes ahead and gets the best of me here. But, folks, let's say you're a Jew boy like Dan Johns or Eli James or Steve Elder or Legal Mamzer or Dan Johns or something like that here. You need to go ahead and sin against your God, who is Satan here. And that means that you need to go ahead and give up the pretense and go to hell with a whole bunch of bacon on your breath here. I mean, Satan would probably kick you out of hell. He'd just simply say, hey, you worthless bastard, you betrayed me here. You're supposed to be a Jew, and that's why I had a covenant with you to where you'd bleed out the ass from Crohn's disease. Same way with Alex Flinder. That's what he needs to do. He needs to go ahead and go to his daddy, Satan, you know, with a lot of bacon and ham on his breath here, you know, from a big old heart attack caused by eating lard here where he had old Jew ass cancer. See, he's violated his covenant with his God. You know what I mean? Satan. With his father, Satan. So, folks, Jew boys, I mean, shoot, that's what you need to do. You need to go ahead and follow the Swedish peasant diet. Plenty of bacon, and ham. And folks, let me just tell you here, is a turkey bacon is not near a tenth as tasty. You know, it's only about a quarter as tasty, I think, as real bacon. You know what I mean? And I don't like bacon with a lot of fat. You know what I mean? But, oh, heck. Now, afterwards that here, now for a squeeze here, it goes ahead and gives me a little bit of high blood pressure. And if I eat too damn much of that rich food, why, it gives me a bit of a headache here after, you know, if I go ahead and overindulge in it, you know. But, in any case, you know, and folks, I only go ahead and sin like that once every couple months. But, yeah, Jew boys, Alex Linder, Steve Elder, I mean, hey, Oba Gender Bender, you know, since you're part, since you're part Aborigine, Mams or something like that here. Well, I don't know if the Aborigines had pigs or something to eat here, but you could have gone ahead and eaten a diseased wombat or Tasmanian devil here, but I'm not sure if you can go ahead and get much bacon out of them. But, hey, you know, you Jew boys, you need to go ahead, and if you want to, you know, have your best chance not to go ahead and go to hell with your daddy here, you need to go ahead and see your daddy, Satan, with bacon on your breath here. You know, don't come, you know, don't come out of thinking without bacon on your mind here. You know what I mean? Okay? And, in any case, the, book of, you know, there's some belief here in that, Bertrand Comperet went ahead and, Satan mixed in some cases. There's some belief here that the pig is one of these hybrid animals. I've heard Pastor John Britton say that. You know what I mean? And you got to wonder if it wasn't a hybrid animal and one of these lesser so-called humans here, because they say the human flesh tastes a lot. They call it the long pig here among these here, New Guinea niggers here, who go ahead and still would kill and eat each other if they would be allowed to do so. You know, there's a reason that they call human flesh the long pig here, because it's, from what I gather, it's salty just like pork flesh is here. You see, pork is easier to go ahead and cure than beef is, because it already got a lot of salt in it. It's already salt. It's already, they say that human flesh is sort of sweeter. Although they said that, a lot of these niggers said they don't like killing and eating white men because, A, they get their ass killed back in the day, but they also said they didn't like the taste of white flesh so much because they said it didn't taste right to them here. I mean, niggers used to like eating one another, and in some cases they still do. If you go ahead and read Michael Crichton's Congo, you have this story about how, even in the 80s, these niggers were going ahead and killing eating each other here in Uganda, Rwanda, and places like that here. But I've heard people, I remember Herbert Armstrong saying that niggers, African niggers have said that they don't like eating the white man, and they said the reason they don't like taste eating the white man is his flesh stinks too much. So essentially it's a sort of niggers prefer to go ahead and eat each other here if they're going to go ahead and eat, anything. They prefer to eat other niggers is what niggers done. Now, I was wondering now, mainly since you have more Chinese going to Africa, if they went ahead and ate a chink here, would that chink taste like soy sauce? You do got to wonder here. This is just sort of vital thread here. Anyway. So, yeah, Hindu Kush is what is today's Afghanistan and the rest here. I was reading this thing about, okay. So, okay, well, this one guy is asking about, Moses' Ethiopian wife. If you go ahead and read these other books, it makes it quite clear is that this Ethiopian wife was a queen or something like that, and Moses, quote, married her in order to take possession of the city and end this war. So the question of it is that there's two Kushes. Now Kush was known as the nigger son of Ham. So the question of it is that there were two Kushes, one in Ethiopia, and one in Indian Kush. But in many cases, it seems like these Kushes, is that you're talking about pretty well, mainly a high yellow, it seems to me. This is not official dual seed line Christian identity, but if you talk about Kush, you're talking about essentially a high yellow. But folks, Miriam was punished by Yahweh for talking shit against Moses, and she was bitching about the Ethiopian wife, so she might have been high yellow. But if you go ahead and read the book, is that Yahweh didn't punish Moses for marrying this high yellow woman, or maybe she was a white woman. I don't know. I don't really know. But you gotta understand, you have all these people who want to go ahead and look at the Bible and they want to go ahead and disagree with whatever says in the Bible. We're always looking for a disagreement. Now, the true Christian, he goes ahead and looks at the Scripture. In some cases, well, hey, that may it may seem that the Bible contradicts itself, but it doesn't. What contradicts itself is your understanding of it. If you're a true Christian, you understand that the Bible does not contradict each other. God does not, you know, contradict himself. So the best thing to do is say simply, I don't know. I don't know. But if you're going to speculate, do not speculate against the word of Yahweh. There's some things I go ahead and read in the Bible I pretty well keep to myself because I wonder, well, how the heck is it this way? How the heck is it that way? But folks, there's no contradiction in the Bible. The Bible is Holy Scripture, even when mistranslated. Now, there are some translations which are better, but folks, I like the King James Bible because that is what I had when I was sitting on these steel folding chairs. The Bible doesn't contradict itself. Your understanding may go ahead and contradict, and that's why you end up having all these arguments and things like that, but no, the Bible does not contradict itself. So, what I like about Bertrand Comperet is that he understood quite a bit of stuff, and he goes and explains is that, no, Ruth was not a Moabitess. She was an Israelite living in the former district of Moab. For example, old McFag's people. Back in the time of Cain, bronze, you know, I mean, iron could be go ahead and use the these watchers had gone ahead and talked to Tubal-Cain, and in many cases the word Cainite meant smith, as well as Cainite, because a lot of these Cainites were smiths. And these picks were, you know, like Pastor John Britton has told me, is they were known as the riverbed people. They were going ahead and going in the riverbeds to pick up the antediluvian gold, which had gone ahead and washed down from the mountains. That's why you had gold found. Most of the places where gold has been found in nugget form has been in a creek bank or in a river bank, which have been gone ahead and over the millennium washed down from the mountains. And when you talk about the mother lode, you're not talking about placer gold. You're talking about gold which is locked up in quartz rock usually. You're not talking about, you know, now in Deadwood. They initially found gold in the streams in Leeds, South Dakota, LEAD. You know, it's spelled lead, but it's called lead. You have the Homestake Mine. And back when I was a kid, they were still mining it. It smelled stunk like sulfur. They were going ahead and finding this gold-bearing rock mixed up with quartz and, you know, crushing it down and using the sulfur process to go ahead and leach out the gold, bring out the gold. But back then, you didn't have mining operations, but you did. And in the case, you had Sargon, a.k.a. Cain, go ahead and ship these Amorite miners, these blonde, blue-eyed Canaanites, to England. And why were they there? They were there to go ahead and get tin. England used, Cornwall, Wales used to be known as the Tin Islands because this tin would come from it. Now, folks, you can make bronze from arsenic and you can go ahead and mix it with tin, but tin used to be a strategic mineral. It was a military, political, strategic mineral because, you know, especially in the Bronze Age. Now, yes, you could go ahead and get some tin from Cyprus, but usually you got copper from Cyprus. Where did you get the tin to make the bronze? Answer, you got it from what became later known as England or, you know, Cornwall and Wales in England. And folks, they were making bronze, and they figured out, where does this tin come from? So you had the strategic minerals, and Cain, supposedly, shipped out some of these Amorite miners who became, well, who became the rest of these people, and you've had these racial mixes here. You've had racial mixes with the Adamites doing their best to go ahead and mix and destroy the line of Adam, the line of Israel, throughout history. Now, folks, I'm not going to go ahead and be like, oh, we're screwed because guess what? We're all racially mixed. Well, no, we're not. There is a remnant. Many of my listeners here, you are the chosen seed of Israel's race. You do not have any Jew admixture in it. Because, folks, your relatives, your ancestors felt the same way about Jews instinctively. With the Genesis 3:15 empty, they hated Jews. You know, you've always had Wiggers, but you've always had people who are unconsciously racist. You know, just like Harold Covington's book here, he has this movie star who essentially will not screw Jews or niggers. This Erica Collingwood or something like that here. She was blonde, blue-eyed. She did not. She wanted her kids to be blonde, blue-eyed like her. So she goes ahead. I think she marries an Australian racist or something like that in the book here, from what I remember. I forget his name. Randall or something like that. Forgot his last name or first name. I have read Covington's books. You know. But in any case, folks, your ancestors instinctively did not like Jews, instinctively did not like niggers, instinctively did not like Indians. And as a result, they kept their pure bloodline. And folks, this bloodline is just like in Noah's day. It's getting more and more and more perverted and polluted. And that's why we're going to end up having this great tribulation. In fact, right now, during the last week or so, I've gone ahead and heard people actually talking about how America is a third world country. Today you have, in the case of Greece, you end up having essentially all these here Greeks. And folks, I was at Crete, which is owned by Greece. I was in Greece, you know, I was in Athens. And folks, most of these Greeks are brown skinned people. They got a lot of Turk in them, even though they don't like admitting that here. They got a lot, they're Manzers. I've heard some people say, well, yes, I mean, we have one, some of the very few here, blonde, blue-eyed Greeks here. You know, like Russell's Greek, you know, Greek friend. And, you know, I mean, it's possible. She might still be white. You know, it doesn't really matter. She's 80-some years old. It's not like I'm going to be go ahead and be breeding with her. So, yeah, I can go ahead and, you know, afford to have the benefit of the doubt. But what you have is that you have more and more and more non-whites going ahead, and I was listening to Earl Covington, pretty well within the case of the English. I remember reading Lawford Stoddard saying is that even back in 1920 or so, at the end of the First World War, you had the question of what are we going to do with all these people in the empire? And your average Englishman at the time says, do not bring them here. Do not bring in these Northwest so-called Afghanis, or do not go ahead and bring in these Pakistanis. Do not go ahead and bring, you know, this was before it was called Pakistan. Do not bring in these Muslims or Hindus. Don't bring them in. And essentially, just like, you know, Harold Covington says, and shit, a Jamaican nigger figured out he'd rather go ahead and live off the dole. In England, where I've been go ahead and live with fellow niggers, folks, niggers don't like living with niggers. I remember way back when I was in the army at Grafenwehr, here's these stupid nigger cooks, and they're bitching because they stole each other's TA-50, and one of them says to the rest of them here, that's why I hate living in a room full of niggers. You know, oh, you damn thieving niggers, he'll steal each other, you'll steal us blind here. And then all the other niggers were laughing. You know, as if they understood, because, hey, you know, niggers don't really like living with niggers. Then he'd go ahead and look, and, well, I was the one white guy in there. Because, essentially, I didn't go ahead and pretend to love niggers, but I didn't go ahead, you know, I was in the Army, just wanted to do 2 years. I didn't want to go ahead and make a Ku Klux Klan statement. So, hey, essentially, I was polite to them. But folks, niggers don't like being around niggers. You know what I mean? And this nigger forgot that there was a white boy listening here. He says, oh, I didn't mean you instead. I said, well, no, I didn't think you meant me here. Because, hey, you know, I'm, well, hey, I was, I've never really been blonde hair except when I was, you know, rather small, but I've always been blue-eyed, and, you know, I knew he wasn't referring to me. I mean, you know, generally I didn't get my TA stolen, TA-50 stolen, because I didn't carry a lot of freaking TA-50. I mean, shit, this is the thing about niggers here. What happens is that it goes ahead and gets cold. It goes ahead and gets about 40 or 50 degrees. Them niggers will be breaking out the wool, you know, break out the wool shirts here. The pure wool shirts, which are scratchy as hell, a nigger will go ahead and wear them out in the field for fucking 2 weeks in a row here. And essentially, you know, a nigger field jacket or something like that, they don't believe in cleaning it up too much here. And what happens is a nigger field jacket will have a big old rim of nigger dead skin and nigger dirt and nigger funk around the damn collars of it, be a, you know, a fatigue uniform and certainly a, you know, a wool shirt around there. And these niggers were looking for, you know, stealing each other's old helmet liners or something like that. They had a little bit of fuzz or something like that. These niggers would go ahead and break out the wool shirts here. Folks, sometimes I would be sweating in, you know, in winter in Bavaria where it was around 15 degrees if I had to work real hard. You know what I mean? And I just, I mean, I am 0.2 degrees warmer than normal. My blood's a little bit thicker. And essentially, I have the build of, well, essentially a South Dakota Swede. And, folks, I mean, you know, you've never seen this here. I have heard that used to be around the time of the, before they got a bunch of white blood mixed in with them here, is that niggers would suffer from this fungus. It was in this book called The Coming Plague, 1996, to where these niggers, after they figured out mosquitoes caused malaria and yellow fever, and they cleaned up the mosquitoes, these niggers were dying of pneumonia. And they figured out, I figured out, might have been, is that literally there's a fungus which goes ahead and strikes niggers. And it killed them in Panama, and it certainly has gone ahead and killed them in the northern nation, in the northern cities before the niggers got welfare. And before they end up having it. I mean, it used to be, I used to think here that this fungus was caused as a reaction by whites to go ahead and kill niggers naturally here. You know, and I have been going ahead and thinking about that here. Folks, you know, talk about going ahead and killing niggers here. If you go ahead and resurrect that fungus here, which would go ahead and give niggers pneumonia, that would be the best, easiest way to go ahead and take care of the nigger problem. You know what I mean? But, folks, I was reading, you know, reading by even in Panama. But, folks, if you're in an army unit or something like that, you know, and like I was talking to Pastor John Britton, you don't have too many niggers in your aviation battalions. They're almost white here, and the IQ is pretty high because they're mainly white. Now, folks, my particular, since it was a missile unit, you know, you would have almost all white survey crews, although you have a few niggers in there, and fire direction control, though we had a nigger there, but, you know, the nigger was useless for, you know, doing, you know, fire misses and stuff like that here. But you would have among the nigger mechanics and nigger cooks, I mean, stupid, you know, there's nothing stupid than a nigger infantry cook here. And you would have, in the Army, you would have about, oh, a little bit better than a third of the Army was nigger when I was in it. And you'd go ahead and see in Germany, because back in the day, you used to have 350,000 United States troops in Germany. But this was when the Army used to be, what, 800,000 or 900,000 people here. You'd have another division, the 2nd Infantry Division, Korea. Nowadays, what you have is you have an army of around 550,000 or so. Now, there are hardly any left in Germany. But back when I was in there, why, yeah, I was going to go to Germany, so I seen niggers out in, you know, field patrol, and these niggers would go ahead and open up. You'd be issued these wool shirts and these wool pants, and I never wore, the entire time I was there, I never wore once a wool. I never wore a wool shirt. I never ever wore a, certainly not wore a pair of pants. You know, I mean, you know, can you imagine all the scratching and itching you would do until you went ahead and generated enough funk to go ahead and take care of all them things here? But these niggers would go ahead and wear in 50 degree weather. They would go ahead and wear these, you know, these wool pants and wool shirts here. And that's just the way niggers are here. You know what I mean? So, okay. Anyway. Well, what happens is that nowadays, I mean, you know, nowadays you end up having, you know, shit. Roxy's brothers married into the Anglo-Mestizo bunch here. They used to come from Kansas here. And a bunch of them have gone ahead. You know, they were mainly what my grandpa Fred called Jenny Irish. They were lowland Scots. They were Scots Irish. And they lived in Kansas. And shoot, Roxy's brothers. I was going ahead, and, you know, one of them married a red nigger, and she, you know, part red nigger, and, you know, pretty well Roxy's nephew here. Why, he's part red nigger, and he's a faggot, and he's just a big fat faggot. You know what I mean? And, you end up having a whole bunch of people's families here. You know? So, in any case, you end up having, you know, all sorts of, I mean, it's just like in Noah's day here. When Noah's born, essentially, and certainly within Noah's family, you didn't marry. You didn't go ahead and marry outside the Adamic number one race here. In fact, most of the patriarchs married their first cousins. They married their first cousins. Now, in Noah's case, did he have to? Well, he was pure-blooded generation here. And Copper makes the point here. You know, that's why you had dual feed line. You know, that's why I pretty well went, you know, against what Herbert Armstrong taught. Herbert Armstrong used to teach, well, yes, it was a worldwide flood. And what happens is Japheth married a yellow woman, and Ham married a nigger woman. And truth of the matter is, well, Ham did sort of marry a nigger woman. But, folks, Noah's a perfect generation, and essentially, the Egyptians after Noah's time, they were white. You know, Ham's son Mizraim was supposedly the father of the Egyptians. An Egyptian was allowed to go ahead and join your congregation within three generations. An Edomite was allowed to join into your congregation within three generations, provided that Edomite was from the third wife of Esau, Ishmael's daughter. And Pastor John Britton, I'm going to go ahead and one of these days I'm going to ask him to tell me again what her name was, so I can go ahead and do it. But folks, this was around 1450. This is about 1450 BC when this occurred. This was at the time of Moses. At the time of Moses, there still were Edomites who were genetically white, who were from Abraham and not from these two Canaanite bitches that, you know, Esau married. But by the time of Christ, well, there were no pure-blooded Edomites. There were pure-blooded Israelites, and there were pure-blooded Edomites. They were Canaanites. They were no longer, pretty well, who was ever going to go ahead and breed white to white had already gone ahead and bred in the white to the white. And pretty well then, there was, you know, I mean, folks, you got to understand, between the Jews and the Edomites, there is a mutual Genesis 3:15 antipathy. There is a mutual hatred. I detested Brian Reel. I detested McFagg. I detested them from day one, even before I knew their name. And they detested me. Jews hate the sons of Adam. And the sons of Adam hate the Jews. It's a mutual antipathy, a mutual hatred. So, I mean, but getting back to it, is that here's Legal Man 2002 Johns. His daddy's a Jew. So what is he? He's a Jew. Here's Steve Elder McFagg. He's a Jew, and they both got Crohn's disease. And what happens is that without a bit of word, is that here's old McFagg, and here's Legal Manzer, and essentially, being Jew, both part Jew, do they have antipathy to each other? And the answer is no, they don't. If you go ahead and read that chat that I went and put up, probably won't be on TalkShoe because it was after the time when, you know, see, usually after about 15 minutes after the call is over with, they will stop recording the chat. Somewhere between 5 to 10, 15 minutes, you know, 5 minutes after you hang up or stop the recording, the chat will end here, and then about 15 minutes, this is on TalkShoe. The entire thing that's being recorded for the TalkShoe official chat features here. Essentially, all we had were these people who were there. And here I have two computers. I'm not using Toshiba number two. I'm using Toshiba number one to troll. I'm using Compact number one to go ahead and record the chat as guest number four. So here you have this guy who's, you know, saying he's a Russian from one of Harold Covington's, I think, novels. Mishlovic, Dragon or something like that here, Draco. And, Legal Man's of 2012. And essentially, the little Jew boy forgets that I might be listening in, and he talks about his Crohn's disease, and he goes ahead and says that McFagg has Crohn's disease as well. Alex Linder has Crohn's disease. Now, from what I gather, Alex Linder is not a smoker. From what I gather, Legal Man's of 2012 is not a smoker. From what I gather, McFagg is not a smoker. And they're saying that Crohn's disease is a genetic disease. It's an immunity disease. It's sort of like Jew ass AIDS is what it is. Now, folks, I don't have too much of a chance of getting Crohn's any more than I have a chance of getting Tay-Sachs or sickle cell anemia. I don't think there's ever been a Linstead other than this stupid nigger that my stupid sister-in-law who's a widow went ahead and adopted. You know, I think for the first time ever here's chance here that Linstead may get signal C, but you know, this is just a nigger with the name Linstead here. Linstead's very seldom, you know. I mean, the thing that I've had problem with is that it's mainly a Swedish disease because I had osteomyelitis here. From my guess, Swedes are susceptible to osteomyelitis here, the bone disease. So, yes, I have a bad hip. But, folks, I don't have diabetes. I don't have really anything. I'm a pretty healthy critter here other than the bad leg. And how I've gone ahead and cured the bad leg is, well, I've pretty well, since I don't really like drinking a lot of milk, I've gone out and for about an hour and a half, gone ahead and enjoyed these nice warm days in the sunshine and gotten my hide, tanned a little bit. Well, not too tanned. I'm sort of reddish, right now here, except for the arms, which is darker shade. But essentially, I've gone ahead and my hip feels better because yesterday I went ahead and picked walnuts. The walnuts are starting to drop. The leaves are starting to go ahead and fall, especially from the walnut trees. That's why I like walnut trees. And, yeah, I'm out going ahead and picking walnuts, you know, for, you know, today and yesterday. And I was going ahead and I hear these walnuts going ahead and dropping on the tin roof. So I'm going ahead picking the walnuts up and letting the poopy dog out to where, you know, underneath the wheels of the Cadillac, you can go ahead and pick the holes. So yeah, I had about an hour and a half of, yesterday. And an hour or so, 15 minutes of sunshine, and my leg feels a whole lot better. And that's how I go ahead and cure what ails me. Now, the Jew boys, I'm hoping we'll go ahead and listen to the Swedish peasants, you know, killer cure, you know, going ahead and eating a lot of bacon. But folks, different classes of people get different diseases. Now, I'm not likely to ever get Tay-Sachs or, you know, Crohn's disease. But that's what gets me is that, you know, this Crohn's disease is a disease which is pretty well catching these people who are Jews out. They're, you know, they may go ahead and carve on their snoot here, but their bleeding ass is going to go ahead and tell on them. Okay? Anyway, folks. I'm going to go ahead and check the chat here, and I'm going to go ahead and post to my page here. So we'll go ahead and come back with probably the next segment of the movement material in a little bit here. Hail victory, folks. This is the world of Command Dork McFag. A dirty tubal can I tube or Manzer fag. Effects of Manzer ask the war. It's for wife, it's a whore. Or so says the brag of McFag. On the asses of them kikes is McFag. The pixie tongue's after mouth it does wag. With this pecker in its hand, it can come on any man. For so says the brag of McFag. Suckin' and jubus and body McFag does all is true. Yappin' and crappin' and cackin' and blinkin' McFag is a Jew. Dopin' and yappin' with pecker and flapping and sneakin' to Timbuktu. Though shit does happen, McFag will keep yappin', McCann Dirk McFag comes through. This is the world of Command Dirk McFag. A double tubal can I tube or Manzer fag. He sucks of Manzer's galore. Esquire wife is a whore. Or so says the brag of McFag. This is the world of Command Dork McFag. A dirty tubal can I tube or Manzer fag. McFag'll do anything. If he brain says it's a king. Or so says the brag of McFag. He looks, you know, he looks like a tard. Okay. Anyway. You know, that's what the main thing that's been going on is essentially, yesterday night, you end up having this old collection to where here you have these Jews Manzers, and I think that Alex Linder having a disease which is, you know, mainly confined to, you know, not so much confined, but I don't, you know, it's from my gallery, it's a disease which goes ahead and strikes smokers, and, you know, what do they call it? It's sort of like HIV, yeah. It's an autoimmunity deficiency disease. And from what I gather, I don't know if it was all that common. I think it's sort of uncommon back in the, you know, I mean, it was pretty well figured out in the 1930s or so. And so it's a disease, sort of like Tay-Sachs and a number of these Jew diseases, and these Jews are trying to go ahead and do away with these Tay-Sachs by, you know, diseases by making sure that, you know, that both the male and female who go ahead and breed don't have it to where it goes ahead and kills the young little kikling. They're trying to go ahead and trying to breed it out. But folks, this is a relatively new disease. So like AIDS, this, you know, this Crohn's disease. And folks, if you end up, and there's a lot of people think Alex Linder's a Jew. And folks, I sort of think that here it was, you know, last night, that Dan Johns, who's believed to be a Jew, at least he is believed to be a Jew from, you know, and I used to think he was a red nigger from Georgia. But turns out he's originally from New Jersey and went ahead and found out that the time when he was talking on, you know, about where his family came from, and it comes from around Philadelphia and in Trenton and New Jersey. So hey, Dan Johns probably is a Merino Dutch Jew who changed his name like Jews do here, just like Eli James, Dan Johns. That's another habit of Jews here. What they do is they not only change their names, they go ahead and change their names to a name which should be a white man's first name. So here's Dan Johns, you know, he used to be Warren Witherspoon, Witherslip, you know, Vandersloop or whatever. He changed his name. And here he is, supposedly has a son. And folks, all these Christian, so-called Christian, Jew-Christian identity pastors, they don't have any real understanding about, oh, the real doctrine of either Herbert Armstrong's church through British Israelitism, one seed line, and certainly don't seem to understand Bertrand Comparé. And what they do understand, they want to go ahead and change, like Emmaheiser does. And it doesn't really matter if you understood and spoke as far as what the real Comparean values are. It doesn't really matter, because if what you're going to do is, you're going to, oh, try to go ahead and change it like Eli James does, like Fink does, like Emmaheiser does. Does it really matter, even if it was 100% correct? If you're going to go ahead and say that Jews are the spawn of Satan, and now you think that Eli James is a Jew? Well, shoot. Finkelstein, he knew that, you know, his name was Joseph November, and probably Finkelstein knows what it was before. It was Joseph November. And he knew that way back in 2009. So now he's trying to go ahead and say, well, you know, he's trying to hint in his own Jew way that Eli James is a Jew, but without going ahead and out and out saying it. He have Ashkenazi Asswipe saying the same thing. Now, Ashkenazi Asswipe is in the same position as a lot of people in the bowel movement. That Martin Luther, he's a maniac. He's a fucking maniac. But I've had people say, well, yeah, that Lindstedt, he's a maniac. Okay, that's a given. But he's telling the truth again. Eli James has, you know, these splotches here to where he's beginning to look like a pinto. Well, Eli James and his own supporters, who don't like me, went ahead and said that. Lindstedt, he's nuts, but yeah, what happens? Eli has all these splotches. Well, hey, why is that? Why is that? See, white people are already white. They don't have splotches. You know, niggers have splotches to where their melanin goes ahead, their melanin cells don't go ahead and act. That's why they go ahead and look like pintos. You ever end up having a bunch of that. Do white people have that? No. You see, the pure-blooded of, you know, and you can talk about hybrid vigor, which is pretty well a myth. You know, I mean, these giants. Well, yes, some of them did have indeed hybrid vigor. But a lot of, you know, by in going ahead and destroying the purity of the race, a lot of that was, you know, there were also recessives here. You know, like the family, the family of Goliath. Supposedly had six fingers and six toes on each hand and foot. They end up having a number of problems, and in some cases, from what I gather, old Goliath was not altogether much of a mental genius. He was just big. But on the other hand, you had some like Og and Sihon, who were not in any way, you know, 12 foot tall, weighing, what, 500-600 pounds, and tough as can be. Were they screwed up? And the answer is, well, yes, they were, you know, big old Amorite giants. But they were thoroughly dangerous people. And if it wasn't for the fact that essentially Yahweh went ahead and pretty well brought Sihon and his men to where the Israelites could go ahead and face him. From what I gather, Og had a castle made out of rock. What did Yahweh do? Why, Yahweh went ahead and let a whole bunch of hornets go in, and they drove those giants out to where, hey, they had to face the Israelites, and then the Israelites killed them from a distance using slung stones. So, you have these people, and the breeding ends up going in and telling. The Jew ends up going out here, and that's what's happened with, you know, I mean, that's what struck me, is that old Steve Elder has no love for me at all. He's a cowardly kike here. He's just like Brian Rio talks about all how tough he is, and how the last 15 minutes I see with McFag will be the last 15 minutes I ever have. Really, McFag? McFag, you won't let me know your name. And I have no doubt that when I find out McFag's name, and I am going to find it out, because I'm pretty well making a call. And folks, if some of you are annoyed at old Steve Elder and McFag, go ahead and give me your name, and I won't let it go ahead and come out. Just go ahead and send it to PastorLinson@gmail.com. And like little legal maps are figured out. Here I am asking, are you Dan John's son? And pretty well, little legal maps are figured out. Hey, you don't know who guest number 4 and who guest number 72 are. Don't know who they are. Don't know who they are at all. Guest number 72 wasn't me. Guest number 4 was me on compact number 1. And yeah, I'm trying to find out everything about these Jews, these Mamsers that I can. Okay? I don't imagine the old gender bender likes William B. and me discussing it, just like it goes ahead and it's the smartest little lot and it's discussing William B. That's the difference between it and John Britton. Obagenderbender is spying. It's going ahead and looking at what goes on at whitenationalist.org. And what happens is that I spy and see what's going on Pisser's Pussy Parlor and seeing what's going on 2.5 Mamsers. We're looking at each other. And I think old Visser actually thinks that he is making fun of me with that YouTube video. I'm going to go ahead and save it because, hey, I like that YouTube video. Now, it has a few unflattering pictures of me, but hey, who's the one who went ahead and revealed those pictures in the first place? Answer, well, it's me. Sometimes I do look fat. Heck, I'm up to 255 pounds. Well, maybe 260 some days. What am I going to do about it? Am I going to go ahead and worry? Am I going to go ahead and count every bite? And the answer is no. Some months here I'll be up to 260, and some days, you know, some months I'll be down to 250. Am I going to go ahead and worry that I don't weigh 230 pounds like I did when I got out of jail or the nut house? Or am I going to go ahead and worry that I'm not ever going to weigh 205 pounds again, have a size 32 size waist? And the answer is no. Okay? So, well, I mean, you know, I mean Visser. When Visser, back in December, Visser came clean. Visser came clean that, yes, he was a Mamser. Yes, his mother-in-law went ahead and took him down. No, he was not Aryan Nations. No, he was trying to go ahead and, you know, take care of his family. And then he goes ahead and gets ahead, and, you know, you can sort of tell that perhaps in some cases Zog is simply saying, hey, we gave you this money, Visser. You owe us. You owe us, Visser. You owe us to go ahead and pretend to be Christian identity. You owe us to pretend to be an Israelite. You owe us to go ahead and preach what we want preached. And Visser, like a dog, is driven. He goes ahead and he gets his kids, and then his wife decides, hey, why am I with this loser? His mother-in-law decides, well, why are my grandchildren, who are never going to be anything other than Mamzers, why are they going ahead with this white supremacist hate religion? Which is a good question here. Folks, if I could go ahead and find Visser's mother-in-law, I'd just pretty well tell her and say, hey, you ought to let Jeremy decide, you know, to let your kids be Christian Dane, because, hey, you know, they're never going to be anything other than just dirty little Mamzers, little red nigger Mamzers. They ought to go ahead and follow Roman Catholicism, because Roman Catholicism is not going to go ahead and look down. They're never going to be second, or, you know, they're not going to be second class citizens. Well, they're going to be Catholics here, but hey, they might as well become Catholics. See, Visser, you know, in the time I've known Visser, even before I knew Visser, really, Visser ran off in 2006 for 6 weeks over on Sperm Front. He ran off in 2007. In 2008, he didn't really run off, but he ran off a couple times in 2009, and he ran off four times in 2010. So what he does, he gets a little bit ahead, and then things fall apart, and then he sort of disappears. And all for all his whining about sock puppets, his seed swallower, you know, sock puppet is one of the sock puppets. Oh, Lennial C. Barcelos is another Mamzer who showed up first with Sci-Fi Faber. Oh, by the way, Sci-Fi Faber's website, Aryan Nations Revival, Sci-Fi has given it up. The domain name is now available. Does anybody want to buy it? No. Sci-Fi Faber, sometime within the last week or two, has gone ahead and taken down Aryan Nations Revival. I bet it got taken down at the end of September, because that was a quarter. I bet it was taken down, and essentially you can buy the domain name, although I'm not going to. You can buy AryanNationsRevival.org or com or whatever. You can buy Sci-Fi Faber's former pretend Christian identity forum. Sci-Fi, I guess, has decided to no longer pretend to be a Hal Turner reporter here. In our bowel movement, you have these people come in, they come out, they come in, they come out, and in many cases you see these people like Brian Wright. He's still running around, but he's no longer pretending to be Billy Wood. He's no longer pretending to be Brian Wright. Now he's pretending to be Warrior Son of David or something like that. He's gone ahead and changed his name. But has he changed his modus operandi? And the answer is no. You have these Mamzers running to and fro, playing whatever game they want. In the case of April, April is all annoyed at Harold Covington because, hey, Harold Covington is actually making some traction. Now, it's probably far slower than what Harold Covington would like, but he is making some traction. And, you know, if I believe in 10,000 warlords here, do I have a problem with Harold Covington having 1,000 warlords in, what, 3.5 states? That's about, you know, the average. In fact, it should be probably higher in those western, northwestern, you know, states here. Like I've gone ahead and told Northwest, there are plenty of Uyghurs moving from California to Idaho, around Boise. Although it's colder than it was in Southern California, it's not as moderate a climate. In some cases, the atmosphere feel of it is much the same as it was in Southern California. In many cases, you end up having people, you know, moving northwest here. Well, you're going to have Jews like, you know, Steve Elder, McFagg, move, you know, east here. You're going to have maybe some niggers and maybe a lot of beers trying to go ahead and move there to live off the white people. Well, folks, there's no need. If you go to the Northwest, if I were you, I'd say, if I moved to Seattle and the name Harold come up, I'd just say, Harold who? And folks, if you're going to Kalispell, do you need to say April who? You know, you need to say April who? If you're going to go ahead and pretend to be somebody, pretend to be a follower of Chuck Baldwin. But best of all, just simply say Chuck who? April who? And April's all pissed off because, hey, she's just viewed as, you know, what has April done? Well, April's just a twat who goes ahead and pretends this shit. She's all pissed off at Carl for no damn good reason. She's gone ahead and gone back to being a creator or a peer side or whatever. And, you know, folks, I mean, David Lane, toward the end, was pretty well abandoned by his wife, abandoned by a number of people. I never had a bad problem with David Lane. Never wanted a problem with David Lane. I got a free book out of David Lane or his wife. And things signed to me here. So, hey, folks, I don't have a problem with David Lane. I don't all agree with David Lane. I certainly wasn't going to become one of David Lane's wilderness priests here. I do believe in what I believe. And I'm not going to talk crap about David Lane because in many cases, David Lane was correct here. There's people like Don Gaiman who are just simply nothing but weak snitches. There were some people in Christianity today who were just worthless pieces of shit. You know, how do I know? Well, hey, the ones above ground Christianity today are pieces of shit. I sure as hell don't have anything good to say about Eli James, the Jew, or Bill Finkelschini, the Jew, or Dan Johns, the Jew Mamzer, or Jeremy Visser, the Mamzer. You know, Morris Gillette, who's not a Mamzer, who's not a Jew, but he's a snitch, a Zogbot, who doesn't have a problem with Jews and Mamzers. That's why he goes ahead and has them at his meetings and all. I mean, how can I go ahead and get mad at David Lane for saying back in the 1990s, the exact self-same thing that I'm going ahead and harping on even harder here in 2011 and 2010. There's a bunch of people pretending to be Christian identity. You were neither Christian, you know, who are a bunch of Mamzers and the rest here. There's a bunch of people in this bowel movement who are just simply Zogbots here. Folks, you don't have to go ahead and worship the order, but you do need, if you are going to be a member of the resistance, you need to go ahead and honor the sacrifice that the order prisoners of war went ahead and made, even if they were wilderness. Don't agree with their wilderness religion, but folks, I have nothing bad to say about the bravery of the order. I have nothing bad to say against the sacrifices, although, folks, if you went ahead and took up the sword back in 1984, sooner or later you were going to get caught. Sooner or later you're going to be sent to prison. And some people cracked. If Trader Glenn Miller had just simply disappeared and wouldn't be going ahead and acting like a paymaster or something like that, I wouldn't have a problem with him here. But, folks, I have no use for traitors. I have no use for criminals. So, folks, what I urge people to do is work on saving themselves here. April Gady, I mean, what has April done? She's screwed. She's screwed old Wiggerswell. Screwed a bunch of people. I mean, what the hell did April Gady provide that she couldn't have bought for, $25 to $35 at a truck stop? You know what I mean? With a lot less drama. I mean, what the hell has April Gady ever provided that you couldn't buy? Well, yeah. Going rate $25 to $35. I mean, she ain't bad looking. She still ain't that bad looking, but she's a stupid, goofy cunt here who just runs around, and she's a big old attention whore. And if she's going to go ahead and quote something from old real Rabbi Finkelschini, I'm going to chew on her ass here. April, behave yourself. Learn to grow up. I don't wish your daughters or anything, you know, badly here, but shit. You know, the fact of the matter is that, shoot. You know, I mean, if someone's Christian identity, I mean, old Carl Garst here, he seems normal here. I'm sort of sorry that I went ahead and believed what Corn Cob said about Carl Garst. I think Carl Garst is a genuine article. And if I went ahead and read his side of the story over on Cut Hair Waltzes, I mean, shoot. That does sound like someone who does believe in Christianity would say. And I disagree with William B. in that, you know, folks, if Yahweh was punishing old, Corn Cob by having a hard winter in Montana, I don't think he was. I don't think Yahweh was specifically punishing old Corn Cob. I think old Yahweh doesn't care one way or the other what happens to old Corn Cob. Now, I don't think Yahweh really cares if Corn Cob calls him a dead Jew on his, stick here. I mean, he is old Benny Butts like class in the worship here, a dead Jew on a dick. So, why in the world would, Jesus Christ or Yahweh get annoyed at what Corn Cob is saying about him? When the winter got too rough here, some VNNF tart offered him, a room in Wyoming. And folks, there's some good things about Corn Cob, but folks, most of the time, Corn Cob is just a silly, silly, silly goofhead. Corn Cob is silly. That's his main thing here. He's devout, but he's silly. Now, do I have anything against Corn Cob going ahead and going to North Dakota and making a good thing, inviting other VNNF tards? And the answer is no. I wish Corn Cob plenty of luck. But on the other hand, I'm not going to take him serious enough for what he says about Christian identity. I mean, what does Corn Cob know about it? As far as JT Reddy, old JT Reddy, he's going ahead and yapping shit about me, so I shoot on his ass. Folks, stay away from JT Reddy. Old Jeffrey Harbin wouldn't be in trouble if it wasn't for JT Reddy. JT Reddy went ahead and recruited him. JT Reddy probably went ahead and provided him with Zog guns and Zog bombs. JT Reddy more than likely betrayed him. And folks, if people had gone ahead and, like Kevin Hartham or Jeff Harbin would have stayed away from Alex Linder and VNNF and Corn Cob and the rest of these people, chances are they'd be living in Washington State. They can be as racist as they want to be. They can hate niggers. They can go ahead and hate Jews as much as they want to. Not a problem. Not a problem. So, folks, I mean, you don't need to go ahead and run around in uniform, run around like a clown. Satchel Covington doesn't want you to go ahead and do the stupid shit. He wants you to quietly work for a Northwest Republic. And you can't work for a Northwest Republic if you're in jail, if you're being rounded up. I mean, I go ahead and actually listen to what Harold Covington writes, and Harold Covington is making sense. Go up there, raise your family, quietly be a political soldier, but for the vast majority of people, he just simply wants someone with a white skin who understands that niggers and Jews and the rest are no damn good. So do I have any fight with Covington? Hell no. Now, I'm not going to move to the Northwest here, but hey, don't have a problem with somebody else moving up there. Thing about it is that how many retards do you need on these Z-Bulletin message boards going ahead and censoring other people and fighting with other people like retards here? And the answer is you don't need that stupid crap. Stay away from it. Go ahead and save your own life here. So anyway, Spurfront didn't have much of anything here. White News Now is pretty well just a retard den here, sort of like Spurfront. Carolyn Yeager, I probably need to go ahead and write her a message about Finkelschini's history. And I'm going to give Ashkenazi Asswipe the credit is that he has not censored me. And folks, Finkelschini don't have anything to say about the fact that he's just simply a criminal Jew who goes ahead and murders people as a pig. So, folks, I'm going to go ahead, and I think I'm going to go ahead and cover it here. So, well, April, I mean, shit. I sort of wish that I'd known April here when I was 25 here. I bet she would have been one hell of a romp. As long as you wear a condom. I mean, shoot. I mean, when you're a young man here, I mean, you know, a female like April gave you is a dang good thing here. But, you know, when you reach my age here, I mean, April is just simply a bink here who essentially is all full of herself and she's just a drama queen and, you know, who needs that shit? You know what I mean? Yeah, hey, Bally, let's go to, Bally Patricia here. Folks, I mean, shoot, you know, even though she's a mamzerus here, why, hey, old Molly don't look bad. You know what I mean? You know, what I like about Molly is at least old Molly, ever since July 31st, Molly sort of not showed up anymore. Old Molly decided that whatever she had, he wasn't getting any interest. It'd be unlawful. You know, old Molly had more sense than old Pure Silly did. Folks, if you're not going to be altogether righteous, a righteous Israelite, man or woman, especially if you're a mamzer, why in the world should you have tortured glands? Why shouldn't you go ahead and enjoy yourself? I'm not talking about going out doing something evil like, you know, rob or rape white people. But hell, if you're a mamzer or mamzerous, what difference does it make? That's why I've never been able to go ahead and have a big thing about Defense of Marriage Act here. You know, if faggots are going to go ahead and claim, you know, that their couplings or marriage here any more than a, you know, any more than a rooster and a hen or a bull or, you know, a bull and a sheep or whatever, I mean, shit, they're just animals. You know, I don't recognize their marriages. On the other hand, I have better things to do than go to a nigger neighborhood and call all these little black bastards a bunch of little black bastards. I'm a little black bastard. You're a little bastard sitting on the chair right now. Anyway, I got a little four-legged little black bastard who got fleas here in some cases. You don't mind me calling him a little black bastard. But folks, you don't pay attention. You know, some of these characters, as long as they run off here, if Eli James were to run off, you know, stop bothering Christian Identity, I'd leave him be here, you know. I'd say the same for Brian Real, but you know, I know this little cocksucker is spying and all the shit on me. But yeah, I mean, if Finkelstein, I wish Eli James and Finkelstein were to put, you know, and Visser would just simply give it up. Just simply give it up. But the thing about it is, they won't. You know, Molly Patricia, she's giving it up. Besides, Molly Patricia never annoyed me. She's never bothered me. I mean, I laughed my head off when she said that old Finkelstein needed to be doped up here and see that he was a sociopath. Well, you know, Molly, you got a point. He is a sociopath. Okay? Well, I don't know if old Mo Gullet would like to fuck old Clint. I mean, I don't think anybody wants to fuck old Clint anymore. You know, probably old Meerkat Mark don't want to fuck old Clint. Okay? So, anyway. Well, okay. Well, I'm sort of good friends with her. I don't have Facebook friends here. You know what I mean? But, you know, the thing about it is I don't bother to spy too much on Molly Patricia. I mean, why? Why spy on Molly Patricia? Molly Patricia ain't no threat. You know, certainly not since what? You know, she ended up getting her, you know, getting her pipes, you know, hauled, her ashes hauled in Vegas here. I'm still wild. I mean, the funniest talk show conversation ever was that one on July 31st of this year. Well, I'm trolling, fighting with McFag, and essentially Molly Patricia's going ahead and saying that she's ended up having two husbands in one day. And, you know, the blonde Aryan one here who's cute wasn't a good bed, so she had to go ahead and let him go here. Can you imagine what old Molly Patricia would do to old Dan Johns and McFag? She'd go ahead and get old McFag off his ass, and she'd probably go ahead and use a pout flat, you know, with a rusty nail or screw in it, too. You know what I mean? I don't think old Molly Patricia would put up with McFag's, you know, red niggers, even, you know, Jew ways here. You know what I mean? Oh, okay. Well, that's nice. Tell O'Malley to go ahead and download that Maui Patricia song here, and maybe someday we can go ahead and do a duet here, me and Maui, okay? We can go ahead and sing, about Vegas here. We were buried in a fever, hotter than a pecker sprout. So, Frank Wager, you go ahead, and I'm going to wish that old Maui go ahead and marry old Finkelshini and marry old McFag here. Marry Finkelshini, McFag. But tell her not to marry Brian Real. At least not unless she's determined to go ahead and sit down here, but not on top of Brian Real's lay stick here. You know what I mean? But Eli went ahead and blocked her ass here. So, So if she's not, looks like if she is not on, if she's not on good terms, she's not on good terms with Finkelshini. Finkelshini doesn't like, hates her guts here. Ever since she said that she ought to go ahead and dope him up. And now she's gone ahead and made fun of Eli James. Where's she going to head to? And I don't really want her heading my way. So, in any case, I don't know what Maui's going to do. But, Frank Wigger, old Maui looks like she could be a fun girl here. You know what I mean? So, well, Brian may want to show me his lady stick, but that wouldn't be a smart thing for old Brian to do here. You know what I mean? I know what he could do here. What happens is I'll go ahead and make a 4x4 and cut a hole in it here, and he can go ahead and wave at a poopy dog. Poopy dog, might be happy to see him. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Well, what happens is that I wouldn't fuck old Maui Pat, okay? But shit. What gets me is why is it now that I'm 53 years old and am not interested in the least in sluts? That seems like every so often you go ahead and you click a link that you shouldn't have clicked here. You come to where there's no shortage. I don't know what it is about cookies or something here. You click a link and you come to where you see a page where there's plenty of sluts within 50 miles of Joplin, Missouri. You know what I mean? And I think they get by your zip code or cookies or whatever. How come is it that back when I was 23 and in the Army, 25, 26, to the time when I got with Roxy, how come it is that when I was really looking for sluts, I couldn't hardly find any, and now that I'm 53 years old and not looking for sluts, there's just no shortage of them? I mean, ain't it a hell of a deal? I guess it's sort of like looking for something here, and when you find it, you stop looking. So, generally, it's true that when you find something you're looking for, it's in the last place you look, because once you found it, you don't go ahead and look for it no more. So I guess that is about the way it is here, was when you're in your 50s, you're no longer looking for sluts, there's no shortage of damn things. Shit, you're wondering how come you could have gone ahead and walked 100 yards any place without tripping over a slut. But back when I was really interested in sluts here, very interested in sluts, I couldn't seem to find any. Ain't that a hell of a deal? You know what I mean? Well, 25 years ago, there was no internet. But there were sluts 25 years ago. I mean, shoot. As soon as I took up with Roxy told me where all the sluts were, but by then it was too late. Couldn't go ahead and hump all the sluts. You know what I mean? It ain't a hell of a deal. A man will not be able to find him a slut when he wants one. But what happens is the good women always know where there's a slut to be found. Ain't that a hell of a deal? That's an unknown mystery of the universe. Why is it that good women always know where there's a slut? But, you know, they don't like the sluts here. But what happens is that when you're young and, you know, young and dumb and full of cum, you can't find you a slut, you know, at all. Well, Jay's a slut, yeah. I mean, shit, old Jane, you know, when Roxy first met Jane here, there was a time I was up at Missouri Southern State College, and old Jane, you know, was pretty well inviting me to go hump her, and I was not going to hump her. You know what I mean? So, yeah, Jane's a slut. No, I ain't fucked no Jane here. You know what I mean? Didn't want to fuck Jane. Jane fucked niggers. Jane fucked beaners. She was a beaner kid. So, I've never been tempted by Jane. I'm talking about, yeah, heck. See, once you go ahead and give a certain age, and you go ahead and, settle down with one woman, it gets to where, you know, as you get older, you know, I mean, essentially you're not tempted as much. I'm not tempted even a quarter as much, you know, by sluts. You know, it's certainly not that, you know, now that, you know that they're common as dirt, you know, not nearly as tempted here with sluts. But I don't know why, you know. No, I haven't fucked Jane. Guess number six, I'll kick your ass here. But anyway, so, but if you want to be a tard, you can be a tard, okay? I mean, shit. You know? This is Tard Friendly. This is Tard Friendly Talks to You. So, any case, no, I'm not going to fuck Jane. Alright? Don't want to either. But anyway, it looks like pretty well we've come to the end of the show. I'm not even sure if I'm going to go ahead and say this portion here. Anyway, besides, when you have a bad hip, it's hurting like hell, but it's not hurting as bad as it was 2 days ago. Essentially, you don't really want to go ahead and even have a, you know, horse sit on you. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and call it quits. I'm going to go ahead and laugh at old Visser's little parody of me. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and put it up because I think it's hilarious. I mean, I think it's a fairly good YouTube. If people want to go ahead and make fun of me, they can make fun of me. I don't give a shit. So anyway, I think I pretty well covered everything, you know, that's relevant in the movement. Besides this, you know, Thursdays are chat night. I got a little bit late for Russ here. Russ likes going to bed early. So anyway, if I want to go ahead and talk to him Sunday, I'm going to have to go ahead and probably yak to him around 5 or 6 his time or something like that here. You know, if he ain't doing farm work or something. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and call it quits here. I'm going to say hail victory. May Yahweh bless. Good night. White men clad in black are we, hi-yi-oh-ho, and we'll stamp out God's tyranny, hi-yi-oh-ho. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the corn hot dogs, let red blood flow. When Adam delved and Eve defend, Kyrie-lay-i, oh, who was then the ruling man? Kyrie-lay-i. White men go, revolt ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. For white men their rifles shoot, The Jews are laid low on Zogling next week. Some more food to them about Castro. White mango, we vote ho on the city route. Let the red cock grow. White mango, civil war ho on the court of laws. Let red blood flow. The regime must only love its greed. Hi-yi-oh-ho. The love of God our only need. Hi-yi-oh-ho. White mango, we vote ho on the city roost. Let the red cock crow. White mango, civil war ho on the courthouse lawns. Let red blood flow. We'll conquer for our cause's right. Hi-yi-oh-ho. Our sons won't have to go and fight. Hi-yi-oh-ho. White mango, we vote ho on the city route. Let the red cock crow. White mango, civil war ho on the courthouse lawns. Let red blood flow.